I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shit.
Rockets.
Oh, Rockets the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the Lunatic Radio.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking do the show.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Hello. That's right, Brian Scott from Montana. Go West Virginia, baby. Go
up.
West Virginia.
Shut up with your hicks. Shut up.
Come on, Rock. Show's already going.
Can I go?
At least my team has followers.
Hey, man. We're a cult crew.
Hey, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock in studio. Josh Gogan's going to join us. He's a little late. He had a flat tire on the BQE, right?
No!
No, he had a...
Sorry. Tell me a story.
I believe he had a flat tire on a GW. The GW coming over from Jersey into, the Bronx there by Yankee Stadium. Josh was driving along, having a good old cup of Joe on his way to the LunaticRadio.com show to broadcast Sunday nights. And what happens? Blow a tire. That was changing tires. It's going to be late. He's very mad.
It happens.
He's upset. Comedian Josh Gogan will be joining us in the program. It's Kier Rock. Got a lot to do today on the program. Oh, my God. I'm in heaven, Rock. I'm in heaven. Much like your Islanders, right? When they won the Stanley Cup when you were a seed in your father's scrotum.
Okay.
My West Virginia Mountaineers, I'm a big college football fan. Everybody knows. If you listen to the radio program here, I am a huge college football fan. I love the West Virginia Mountaineers because I went to college there for about 2.5 years, drank a lot of beer, and decided that I was probably going to flunk out, so I transferred. But nonetheless, I am still a huge fan of the Mountaineers, and I went to plenty of the games, and I'm going to stay a lifelong fan of that team. And something that might only happen once in my lifetime,
right,
could happen this year.
You're getting laid by a guy.
No, if I wanted to get laid by a guy, I could go out and do that right now.
Oh, really?
I'm telling
you. What are
you
trying to say?
We've had this discussion. If I was gay, I'd get laid all the time.
You'd be getting mad ass.
Not the gay.
All right. So, what's the one time in your life that might be happening this way? Wait. Hold on. We're building a comedy pyramid. Hold on.
Comedy pyramid. 866 Ron Zero Fez. 866 Ron Zero Fez.
So what would be the one thing that happens once in your lifetime? Wait a minute.
The West Virginia Mountaineers, if they win next week against Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Panthers, the West Virginia Mountaineers, everybody, will be going to the national title game in football.
Yawn. No one cares.
No, yawn is what you do when you watch hockey.
Shut up, asshole. No, it's not.
It absolutely is.
That's the last thing you do. You cheer. You go
I was
crazy.
Thinking about this today.
Oh, here we go.
Because I hate hockey. And you know what? Sometimes I've said, like, you know, I'll give hockey a chance. No, fuck that. I'm not giving it a chance. You know why hockey sucks, Frank?
Why?
You have not one American playing in the league.
You have American?
How many? Five?
Come on. We have a black player.
One. Black player. Everybody that plays in that goddamn hockey league is from fucking France, Russia, China. They're not even from this country. That's why no one pays attention. No one can fucking relate to a guy with 80 syllables in his last name.
It's true.
Here's Phil Mosakazumuch. That's his last name. Mosakazumuch.
Doesn't matter. It's
ski.
All about the team camaraderie.
Oh, everybody's got a ski on the other. Oh, God. Just hockey stinks. Don't ever compare hockey to college football. Hockey will never be on 8 channels on a Saturday afternoon. ever.
Hilarious, because it's so.
I'll bet my life on that.
It's true. Well,
that day will never come. That hockey on a Saturday afternoon, you can flick around in 8 various channels. We'll have a hockey game on. That will never happen.
Wow.
Not to get off on a hockey tangent. But the Stanley Cup Finals, was that on the Oxygen Network last week?
No, it was. It wasn't last week.
Not last week. Fucking last April. Whatever.
It was not on the Oxygen. It was on Versus. They worked out a deal with Versus.
Who?
Versus.
Is that an internet website? The fucking Stanley Cup Finals are on an internet website.
It's a very popular sporting channel. Matter of fact, the entire channel changed.
No, it's not. If it was, like, ESPN's a very popular sporting channel.
Versus is coming up, sir.
ESPN2 is a very popular sporting channel. FoxSports.net, whatever the fuck it is a popular sports channel. Versus, I've never heard of.
I like it. I think it's a fun sport. You don't understand.
I don't, apparently. Yeah. And you never want your major sport, your sport that you like, to be like a niche sport.
It's growing.
You called it a niche sport. It's a niche sport. What? What's a niche
sport? It's growing.
Badminton's a niche sport.
Listen, let me explain something to you.
Fucking shuffleboard's a niche sport.
NHL has fucking bad marketing. If they just fixed their marketing, I think the sport would do a lot better. I truly believe that a lot of it falls on their marketing and the way they market their players.
You know what they should do is deport every foreign player and just get some. Who cares if the league sucks?
It's an international sport. That's one of the great things
about
this sport.
It's not international.
It is most certainly an international sport. Hence all the players from around the globe.
Yeah, but do you have any teams over there?
Well, no, but we have.
Hence, it's not an international sport.
Well, international. There's teams all over the world. I mean, there's Russian leagues.
The same with baseball,
Swedish leagues, and all that. You know,
same with baseball. But you don't see the Mets flying to France to play the fucking.
They're starting to get low. Look at all the Japs.
French team.
Look at all the fucking Japs that are coming over.
Nice going. What are you fucking? Is it 1942?
The Charlies. We're getting a bunch of Charlies over here.
What's your name? Red now.
Now we're getting a bunch of Japanese and Chinese imports.
Japs. This kid fucking... It's year 2007. The kid's using the term Japs.
Why keep it?
That might be Josh Gordon.
Oh, how are we going to do this again? I got to get the door during the
now
show.
Now you got to go up to him and make sure he signs the papers before he comes in. Hey, Josh, we're on the air. Come on in. Just hung up on him. All right. So, yeah. The West Virginia Mountaineers, everybody, are one game away from the national championship. It is... I'm so excited. I don't even know. It hasn't even sunken in yet. I know we got one more game, and if they do lose next week, I will probably not be doing the show on Sunday. If they lose next Saturday to Pitt, it's over for me. I have two teams that I root for, the Yankees and the West Virginia Mountaineers. Everybody else can go fuck themselves. I don't care. Those are my two teams. I really don't care about the Giants. I really don't care about the Jets. I really don't care about the NFL in general because it's just a boring sport.
Right.
It's a boring league, I think. And with all the analysis shows, it just puts you into a coma before the game even starts.
Unless it was just all Shad and Sharp.
Yeah, and they have 80 analysis shows, and they have 80 different former players doing analysis on a game they don't even know about. They played this game for like 15 years out of their life, and they can't speak about it, nor can they speak in general. They can't even fucking master the English language. There's another bit. Emmitt Smith is on the fucking ESPN. He does a Monday Night Football. He fucking botches every line. Then he got Shannon Sharp and fucking Novocaine lips.
Unbelievable.
You gonna go get Josh? Because he's probably waiting at the door.
I thought you told him to just come in.
Yeah, I did. He just sent me a text message.
All right, fill in.
It's locked, he says. He's at the door. Yeah, so the West Virginia Mountaineers, one more game versus Pitt. Heading to the national title game versus who cares? I don't even care. I don't even care if they win. I'm just very excited. Take me home. Yes, here it is. To the place. I belong, West Virginia. Sing along at home if you know the words. Take me home. All right, I won't bore you people with that, but I'm very excited, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Here he is, Josh Gogan, everybody, is... hold on, let me turn you up there, Josh. Go ahead. What's the matter, kid? You look very verklempt.
I leave with plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of time. I was going to get here early.
Yeah.
Super
You're
going
to tailgate for the show today.
Yeah, exactly. And in Jersey, I get a flat tire. So that's 45 minutes right there. Because I can't find the fucking key.
Uh-huh.
You got the wheel locks on there, and you have to have that special.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't find that, so I finally find it. Switch over to the tire. Get back on the interstate. Drive. Giants game just let out.
Oh.
Traffic is backed up like a motherfucker.
So not only did you have the flat tire, you had giant traffic.
I had giant traffic
from the Meadowlands.
So. I don't know how this magically happened, but the Easy Pass lane was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
People were flying through it, so I finally get to the Easy Pass lane, go through. All of a sudden, traffic is backed up again. I have no idea what's going on for the next half hour. All of a sudden, there's this little car in my lane with its lights flashing that's broken down, and they haven't moved it, and that's why. If it weren't for that fucking little car, I could have made it here on time.
Well, welcome to the program, Josh.
Thank you.
We got a lot to do on today's program.
No.
We have a
new layout, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's very spacious behind.
Wow.
Very spacious behind Kieran.
This is what we do for you, Josh. I'm going to give you some room.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is what we do for you, Josh. We give me more room.
Yeah. I get more room by not having Patrick next to me. That's my not having more space.
We also have porn star Gianna Lynn coming.
Holla!
On the program.
A little taste.
She's very hot. I believe she's Is she Asian, I guess?
Yeah, she's got that look about it, very Polynesian, if you will.
She is really smoking. She's not like I don't want to say your typical Asian.
Well, what qualifies is I used to always think that Asian was your typical Chinese Japanese look, but apparently Pacific Islander counts as Asian.
Did you do your research?
No, I did not. It's just I happen to enjoy Asian porn, and I keep running across these girls that don't look Asian, and it turns out they're from the islands of some sort.
Yeah, she's like Asian, Hawaiian, something. I don't know what she is, but she's very hot, and she'll be coming on the program to talk to us about something. She's got like a dancing tour coming out or something. I have the paper here. Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Where's her information?
Yeah. Josh, I was just talking about the West Virginia Mountaineers and how I'm very excited.
And no one cares.
That,
God.
They might be playing for the national title.
They're going to play.
Is it sports of some sort?
It's sports.
Sports? Okay. I didn't miss anything. Good.
Yes.
You talk about this stuff while I'm not in. It's good.
Yeah, we get all the nonsense out at the beginning
of
the show.
Get it out of the way.
I figure we bore everyone at the start of the show, so by the time the end comes, it's like, wow, this is a great show.
Send DJ a message, tell him to call in. DJ is one of our listeners. He's my college football guru.
You want to call now?
Yeah, have him call into the program.
Oh, look at this!
So we can talk about the...
Your boy!
Yeah. Wow. He's my college football guru. He knows all about the college football. I want to hear what his take is on who's going to be playing what,
maybe, and when. Maybe I'd understand if I went to a college that had a football team, but...
What college did you go to?
I went to the North Carolina School of the Arts, which was... our mascot was... Yeah, basically, it was...
dick-sucking.
Coke and cock-sucking. That was the big thing.
With that being said, I just want to give a shout-out to Ustream.tv. New chat room service we're using.
Yeah, so we got Gina Lynn, we got Deej calling in to talk about some college football, we got a bunch of news, and
should we call? Here he comes.
That's about it. There he is.
There he comes. Yo!
Deej.
What's up?
What's up, man? Deej from Colorado. Rock and I met him out at the Podcast Expo Awards, right?
That's right.
Was it an award show? No, it was just an expo.
No, we didn't care about the damn awards.
Right, we didn't care. We just drank, right, Deej?
Yep.
So what do you think? What's your whole take on the college football scene?
I hate the BCS because Ohio State should not be that high.
They're ranked third, right?
Yeah.
You're upset about that.
Come on, DJ, this is your
Missouri's
big chance.
Number one, too. I don't like Missouri being number one.
I've never heard such passion before.
This guy can talk about it. I don't know what he's doing. Come on. He's got, like, tons of information. He's just, like, kind of spacing it out.
Deej,
yes.
What do you think? Is my team going to be playing for the national title? I believe they are because they're ranked number two, right?
They will be because they'll be number one next week after next week and because Oklahoma's beating Missouri.
Ooh, yes, right. Oklahoma has to play Missouri. Mizzou's pretty good, though. They got a lot of gangbangers with speed. I was watching them last night against Kansas. And, well, Kansas sucks. Kansas does suck. Did you watch the game last night, Missouri and Kansas?
What's there to do in Kansas besides play college football? Nothing.
Right, and apparently they don't play football either because their team stinks. They got a bunch of hicks playing for that team. They can't run. They can't do anything.
It's just like South Florida.
Yes, South Florida, the biggest shame in college football. Yeah, so Missouri, West Virginia, number two. Deej is saying that Missouri's going to lose to Oklahoma next week.
Really?
And that West Virginia will be playing Ohio State in the national championship game. Deej, is there any chance of Georgia or Ohio State both jumping West Virginia if Missouri loses?
Georgia, no, because they got two losses. Ohio State, no, because they're not playing.
Yeah, so right. They're done.
Why is that, dude? Why does the Big Ten end their season so early? It only hurts them.
Because they're faggots, right? Come on!
That's exactly. Sports analysis by Rocket.
They're a bunch of pussies that don't want to play a title game.
Right, and they have enough teams in that league to play a title game, right? The only reason why the Big East doesn't have a national title game is because they don't have that many teams in the league.
Well, and half the teams in your conference suck, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Big East, guy, but all the teams do suck. Whatever happened to Syracuse? Do they play football anymore? Apparently
yeah,
not.
Apparently. They got snowed in, so they shut down
the
season.
They got a fucking billion-dollar dome stadium where they just go in and smoke pot during the winter. They don't play football
in
there.
They're an awful team. I even know that they're an awful team. Yeah. St. John's has a better football team. Oh, wait.
Deej is the only one that will listen to me with the college football talk.
Yeah, no, this conversation is between
you. It really is a bad idea to bring it to the radio program because no one wants to hear it. Because I try to speak to people in my private life about the college football on the phone. Like, I'll call somebody. I'll call Rock. I'll call my brother. They don't want to hear it. They don't give a shit.
West Virginia nonsense.
It's like if Rock had called me about the Islanders.
Hey.
Click.
No.
I would just grab another phone and call myself. And that way you could hear the click over. And you go, I got to take this.
But Deej is the only one that will sit there and go, yeah, yeah, dude, I saw that game.
You got Brian Scott listening to you now, Kieran. You got one follower other than Deej.
See, Brian Scott.
Kieran, this is your show. If they don't like it, say, how about go fuck yourself?
That's right, Deej.
I want to talk hockey.
How about those Rockies, Deej?
Hey, they're better than the Mets.
Oh, that's true.
I heard the Mets are trying to sign some guy that's injured.
It's a good idea.
Yesterday.
No, it's a good idea.
Who are they trying to sign?
Somebody Garcia, Freddie Garcia. The guy's got like his arm got decapitated or something. His arm got ripped off in like a lion fight.
You get him at
but
a
they're
discount.
Trying to sign him.
Get him at a discount.
Yeah,
come on. That's economics.
The guy was fighting lions during the offseason. His arm
the
got
Mets
ripped off.
The Mets will be good until the last week of the season next year, and they won't make the playoffs again.
No, Deej, they'll never be good.
No, they will. No, but I'm kind of seeing where Deej is going with that because I do fear that because after next year everyone's gonna become a free agent like all their big names, and they won't be able to fill those gaps. It's already starting this season, but
Rocket, you couldn't even sign my crappy catcher from the Rockies.
I know. We could have signed Tarabella, whatever the fuck his name is.
So, Deej, what do you think? Do you think my team has a chance to win it all? And your professional opinion?
If they play Ohio State, I don't know.
I think they'll have a harder time against Missouri than Ohio State.
It all depends. I mean, I'd like to see if Georgia jumped Ohio State, but I don't think it'll happen.
All right, Deej. Deej is not too confident in my team.
No.
It's not a vote of confidence from Deej. What?
Your team is going to win. Don't worry about that.
All right. But now if they play Ohio State, so that means they're not going to win if they play Ohio State.
It'll be difficult, but they'll win.
Okay, that's not bad. I'll take that.
Have faith.
I don't have faith. I think we're going to lose to Pitt next week. All right.
How about Hawaii? Wait a minute. Hawaii's got a chance.
A chance for what?
To win it all. They're undefeated. Hawaii. Come on. The rainbows. Come on, get on the rainbow bandwagon.
They play in Hawaii,
they
Rock.
They play on an island.
So? Why not? So?
They don't have football. They play
Stony Brook,
with coconuts.
Technically.
Oh, God.
Stony Brook plays.
Did I just say that? I just said they play football with coconuts.
You're an idiot.
Did I just say that?
Your joke's...
Where do I get my fucking...
That's good. No, I like that.
From.
Maybe the whole thing is coconuts. They make helmets out of coconuts and shoulder pads out of coconuts.
I'm referring to the...
the Hawaiian coconuts.
I'm referring to the Elvis Duran Book of Comedy. Z100.
Rocket, Hawaii is now the Warriors. They're not the Rainbows anymore.
Oh, they changed their names? Oh, I guess I'm dating myself a little bit.
They should be the Hawaiian cocksuckers and just have a huge cock on their helmet. They'd fucking get a following there.
Really? If they pull that
They
move?
Did used to be the Rainbows, Hawaii.
They were. But now they're the Warriors.
What, didn't they have a logo? They used to have a rainbow logo, I thought.
Yeah, well, yeah, now they're the Warriors, though, so they changed their mascot.
Are they really Warriors? They play in Hawaii.
So? So what's wrong with that?
They should be the Hawaiian Hawaii. Travel agents. The travel agents.
The Uhui Hai.
Yeah.
You can't play football when every game is 70 degrees outside.
Right, it's beautiful.
The Hawaii fattest offensive line in all of college.
Right.
Samoans are awesome.
Samoans, man. Fucking, they just have like three guys on the line. Go get them.
All right. Well, Deitch, thanks for calling in, buddy. Yeah.
I would go for the tailgating, though. Hawaiian food is awesome.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
We're going to send Deej out with the little country roads by John Denver.
Keep your phone on, Deej. Keep your phone on in case we need quick sports, scores.
We might need it. I got to find the clip.
Deej was good with that with the expo. He was fucking flying through his fucking V-cast. You got V-cast? Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was buzzing through that with scores.
Deej, can you hear this? Apparently not.
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right. West Virginia,
right.
Mountain Mama. Goodbye, Deej. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Later, guys.
Thanks for calling at the program.
All my memories
gathered round her. All right, yes.
So, what did we...
There we go.
So, what do we learn from that? That
Deej from Colorado thinks West Virginia is going to win the national title.
My vote's
That's
for the
all
rainbows.
I wanted.
The Hawaii rainbows all the way.
At least one person in this country will think my team will win.
Josh, who do you think is going to win it all, sir?
I don't have confidence in any of my teams.
I'm going to go with the other guys.
Yes, good choice. Good choice. He's taking the underdog.
All right, we're just getting started here, right?
I guess so.
And we got Jana Lynn calling into the program. She's a porn star. She's hot. We got Dangerous Cities. We're going to talk about movie monologues, sports movie monologues.
Oh, look at you doing a message board fun thing.
Maybe.
Sports night.
I didn't really prepare for this.
Josh is like, why did I come here?
God damn it.
Josh, you got to like ask him what you're going to do before you come out here.
What's the plan? Yeah, but the problem is there never is one until like 20 minutes beforehand.
See, by the way, our buddy there, Josh Gogan, has a gig coming up January 5th at 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Piscataway, New Jersey, with comedian Patrice O'Neill.
Absolutely.
Portrice.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes, because...
Is it booked?
Yeah, well, it's booked, and I'm more nervous about just, you know, it's been a while since I've had to hold my own for that amount of time, so...
Okay.
So, you know, 20 minutes... 20 minutes isn't very long, but when it's been a while, it seems like forever, so...
Well, it should be good, though.
Yeah, it'll be good.
You got a long time. You got a month.
I'm working on some new stuff, and we'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
We'll get through
it.
Through it.
You and I.
There's always crowd work. You know, I can always go, hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Now, if I go, you can't single me out, Josh. No, don't do that. I get very shy and scared when people
don't sit by the stage.
That would be a big help if you guys didn't take like front row, because that would be...
We did that at Josh's...
That's awkward.
When Josh played Caroline's, we sat right in front row.
Because then it's like I could see your face. It's like, oh man, my fucking... I hope they have a good time.
Where's the jokes, Josh? Come on!
Smiling faces expecting something.
We had a beautiful view of Josh's sack. Fucking 5 inches from it. All right, so Josh has got a gig in the Holiday Inn in Piscataway, New Jersey. on January 5th at 9 p.m. with comedian Patrice O'Neill. Log on to crunchhumor.net for more information on that. Or call phone number 973-355-3339. That's 973-355-3339. That's the Holiday Inn in Piscataway, New Jersey, with comedian Patrice O'Neill, Dante Nero, our Nero, whatever, and Kenny Michaels from the Conte and Kenny Radio program on Cringe Humor Radio. We'll take a break. We'll come back, regroup, get the show started right after this, everybody.
Merry Christmas from the LunaticRadio.com show.
Bill has become a legend, everybody, over the last couple months. Yeah. Obviously, he goes on the Opie and Anthony radio show from time to time, and Opie and Anthony had the traveling virus thing.
Right.
Where they were playing huge venues with, you know, a whole comedy show, and they were going from city to city, and I guess Bill, you know, they went to Philly, and what happened from there, Bill? What'd you do to the Philly crowd?
We were doing the Tweeter Center in Camden, New Jersey, which is right across the river from Philadelphia. And, you know, it was like 10,000 people. And they'd all been drinking for like 4 hours. They were out in the parking lot. We drove in. They were all wearing Eagles jerseys and shit. It looked like a white power rally. Like, they all had shaved heads and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was literally Apocalypse Now when we drove in. That's basically what the whole vibe was. So the show started, and they had already been drinking for 3 hours. And the first comic out there, they booed off stage. They were chanting, asshole. It was brutal.
Right.
So right off the bat, the crowd seized control of the show.
Oh.
And they were never really put in their place. And 3 hours later, I went on. So they had been drinking for about 6 hours. So I basically had about 1.2 seconds to be funny before they started booing me. And they started booing me, so I don't know. I just went off on them.
So, Bill, did you actually get fucking angry right there on stage? Did, like, something just click in your head and you're like, you know what? I'm fucking pissed. This is annoying.
That was a weird thing. It was like, I've been booed before. So that the first time we get booed, it's like, I don't know. It's like one of the most amazing moments. Like this, it's this unbelievable feeling where it's like you totally have the crowd's attention, but for completely the wrong way. And when that wave of booing hits you, I'm telling you, it makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And that moment when you realize I just can't get them back. So I'd gotten booed in Vegas one time, and I remember when I left, after I left, I started thinking about the people in the crowd and all the shit I could have said, and I just felt like I went out like an asshole. So I just kind of made a mental note that if that ever happened again, I don't even know if I made that mental note. I just know when they booed me, I was just like, fuck, I don't know, they were just crowd that I felt didn't even deserve a show at that point because they were being so fucking rude. So I just snapped. I really didn't have a game plan, but after I snapped so hard I realized that I couldn't go back into my act. And I also knew that I wasn't going to leave a second early because they would have won on some level. So
yeah, right.
That's when I just started thinking, all right, what do these people love? And I just attacked everything.
It took a lot of bull. I watched it on YouTube. I don't know how many times that clip has been viewed on YouTube.
Man.
Probably over 100,000 times.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, last I heard, it was like about 120.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's on our website, too, I think. Somebody posted it on there.
Dude, that's what's hilarious about comedy. If you have a great set, if you're lucky, 800 people will see it. But if somebody throws an axe at your fucking head, it'll get, like, you know, 300,000 hits on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's not a negative thing on your part. I mean, it's almost like godly. It's like, holy shit, this guy is ripping into 10,000 people who are freaking booing him.
Well, I gotta be honest, it depends on who you are. Some people understand what's going on. You'd be surprised how many people watch that. They don't even get it. They literally think that I just went out on stage. Like, they just introduced me, and I walked out on stage like that.
But even when he was giving the
like, please welcome Bill Burr, and I just came out, yeah, fuck Philadelphia. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not like this. No. And then there's also a lot of people who thought that I was having a good time. Like, that was an enjoyable thing to do. It wasn't. It was, I had a headache by the end of it.
Totally.
I mean, whatever you do, whether you juggle, you figure skate, or you tell jokes, when you go out on stage, you want to go out and do what you do. You don't want to have to scream at the audience. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to. I felt literally like I had a falling out with a relative. You ever have one of those fights like over like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, right.
And you just realize you're not going to be speaking for at least another 8 months.
Right. So you're not speaking
like
to a city.
Major is going to happen in your life. I think that what's so hilarious about Philly, and the thing that actually I do love about Philly is the emails I got from people who were there, they're such psychos, they actually like me better than if I just did my act. The fact that I stood there and told them to go fuck themselves. That's how crazy they are down there.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia.
Hey everybody, lunaticradio.com show. Here in Rockin' Studio, comedian Josh Gogan playing the Holiday Inn in Piscataway, New Jersey, January 5th at 9 p.m. with comedian Patrice O'Neill. It is big time, everybody. All right, Chris, relax. What, you don't like Chris Cornell?
No, you.
Oh, Chris Cornell rules.
No, he's
dude. Great.
I love him, man. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's got a...
Yeah.
Not great live, though. Good recording voice. Not so great live.
Got to mention this right at the top of the show. Right at the top of the show. Second segment, Cringe Humor Awards on December 16th at Comics in Manhattan, everybody. Comics is located on 353 West 14th Street in Manhattan. The Cringe Humor Awards is December 16th. Please come out to this show. It's going to be great. There'll be appearances by Jim Norton, Patrice O'Neill, loads of comedians.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this.
Rock and I will be broadcasting from the bar area.
Yes. We're going to be actually doing a little pre-award show.
Starting at 6 p.m. Advance tickets are $15 if you log on to cringehumorshow.com. Day of tickets are $20. There is a $5 admission if you enter promo code CH1216 on the cringehumorshow.com. That means your tickets are only $10.
Yes.
So, the show, Cringe Humor Awards, on December 16th. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's going to be a great time. We all need to come out to this show. It's going to be just a good time. It is on a Sunday, but it's early. Yeah. You know, the show starts at 8 p.m. You're done by fucking 10.
It's completely worth it, too.
It is completely worth it.
For the amount of talent that you're going to see there, it's complete. Even if it was at midnight on Sunday, it'd be worth going. But it's not.
Absolutely, and you're also, it's not like you're going to see, like, one comedian come up, then another comedian. It's not your average show. Right. You're going to see off-handed, off-the-cuff stuff. You're going to see guys that are nationally known for comics, you know, just do candid stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of these guys are friends, too, so yeah. I mean, you're going to see stuff.
It's like a roast,
right.
Almost, yeah.
Last year's award show was fantastic. It was so much fun, so I really can't wait. And Chris and I went to Comics, and we checked out the place. It is fucking awesome. I was telling Josh off-air just before, the place is definitely a cool place. Personally, I think it's better than Caroline's. The layout and all that.
Yeah.
Beautiful stage. Awesome place.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it and eventually be rejected by them.
Chris was telling, I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but Chris was telling me where you and I will be broadcasting from. There, it's like a couch area.
Yes.
Like a lounge area.
I told him. I saw the couches. I'm like, we'll have this where the guests will sit as the couches. We're going to be very Howard Stern-esque looking.
I was going to say.
He said that Comics, the club is so, it's modern.
Yes.
It's like brand new. And he said that, you know, there is a possibility where, you know, we could set up a camera on you guys and it could be broadcast around the club so people can watch us on TV and also hear the audio.
Yep. I was talking to AV guy, and it seems like a legit possibility. I don't see any reason why it can't happen.
So that'll be great.
I'm going to make it happen, sir.
So December 16th, Cringe Humor Awards at Comics in Manhattan. Log on to comicsny.com or call 212-524-2500. That's 212-524-2500 for more information. It's Comics, December 16th, Cringe Humor Awards. It will be a great time, so please show up. Please show up for Patrick's sake.
Yeah.
Not for us, show for Patrick. Love Patrick.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Did you hear about Neil Diamond and how he's a kid toucher almost?
No.
What?
Because he revealed this week that his the song Sweet Caroline. I believe I have it somewhere. Everybody knows the song Sweet Caroline. They sing it during the seventh inning at let me just find it. I hate that I have 1,000 clips on my computer and I can't fucking find anything.
You should create a playlist. Oh, you stink. Sorry, it's a filling. Just filling.
Where it began.
Yes, this song.
I can't begin to know.
Sweet Caroline revealed this week, everybody, that Neil Diamond wrote this song about U.S. President John F. Kennedy's daughter, Carolyn Kennedy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who'd have believed you'd come
when she was 10.
What? Wow.
She was 10 at the time. When he wrote this song, she was 10. And I guess apparently he revealed this at her 50th birthday party.
Oh, wow.
Reaching out.
So.
Touching me.
Point though, I mean, she's 10, the president's daughter. Like, there's got to be a point where she's so famous that even if she's 10, you could want to fuck her.
So wait, you're all for fucking 10-year-olds?
No, I'm not saying any 10-year-old, but if it's the president's daughter and you have the chance, why not?
That's luxury. Luxury fuck.
He explained how she inspired him as a girl after he saw a picture of her riding a pony.
Nice.
He saw a picture of her riding a pony at 10 years old.
And he's like, I gotta write this song.
I gotta write Sweet Caroline.
I like this.
I got an idea for a song.
Now, how many?
I got an idea for a song. It's gonna be called Sweet Caroline. It's gonna be about touching in love.
I wanna fuck a 10 year old.
Might as well.
They always say, come on.
It should have been called Sweet 10-year-old fuck sessions. That should have been the name of the fucking song. Little long title.
It's all right. I think there's a comma in there.
At what age were the Olsen twins when the countdown clock started to their 18th birthdays?
They were seeds.
See? So, I mean, there becomes a point in fate when they're so famous, you're like, God damn it.
But, I mean, if you actually saw the photo on Fox News.
She was hot?
And, she really wasn't that hot as a 10-year-old. I don't know if I can go there. I don't know if I can really comment on that.
She was JonBenet Ramsey.
But since Neil Diamond went there, I'm going to go there, too. I mean, she really wasn't a fucking looker at 10.
She wasn't a looker.
Yeah, but she had a body.
And I did.
What a body on her.
She was a butterface.
Neil Diamond, man. Doesn't get better than him.
Tight little ass, bouncing up and down on a horse seat. Who wouldn't want to? Who wouldn't want to write a song about that?
A little 10-year-old girl is licking some ice cream. Come on, Kieran. I mean,
listen to the lyrics. I mean, good times never felt so good. What is he talking about there?
Talking about a 10-year-old. So what is this dude's credibility now? This rumor's now.
You know what? You know what I actually think it is?
Is he working Vegas anymore?
He was working her 50th birthday party, right? And I think as out of a kind gesture, he was just like, you know what? I'm just going to say, you know, it's a good quote.
Yeah,
it's a good quote to say about the, you know, because she's helping him out by playing her birthday parties, probably get some cash.
Sure.
It was just a nice comment to make.
Listen,
saying, hey, you know what? I wrote this world famous song after Carolyn Kennedy.
listen, could you do her a favor and give her a little ego boost? Maybe tell her that you wrote Sweet Caroline about it. Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
That's what it was. That's my take.
Couldn't say 18.
And now he's probably sitting home going, oh, Christ, I shouldn't have said that because she was 10 at the time when I wrote that song.
That or maybe he can really do it like he wanted to originally.
Or either that, it's true in that he's a little freaky. I know this for a fact. When I see 10-year-olds, I'm not thinking, hey, I'm going to write a song about them.
You haven't seen the right 10-year-old then.
Yeah, really. Get out a little bit more, Karen.
I don't know about this kid. This kid's a fucking sex addict over here. He's the sex addict.
Damn, that sucks though, man. It's Neil Diamond.
Rock, can I say what you told me the other day?
What, about the cup?
No, about you got turned down by words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, it was about to come. Okay.
Were the words in a sentence?
You're about to come?
Were the words in a sentence or they were just words?
No, he's not saying it right. Okay, let me explain it because you suck because you'll just make it awful.
I'm trying to. I'm going to spin it.
Sometimes, as bad as possible. Sometimes when I, before I show up here, I get some coffee for Karen and I. Right. So, I get my wacky coffee drink with flavorings and whatnot. And he just gets a standard. So what happens, usually do is they write on the top on mine to, signify what's mine and what's his. So as I was coming down here to the studio, I was like looking at it. And I was like, girls have like certain writing. They kind of like all like really swirly swirls and stuff
right.
like that.
Little hearts. dot the I with the heart.
Yeah, it's like that. So I go to Karen, I'm like, so is it bad that like chicks' handwriting's a turn on?
But the handwriting, it's not the word itself, it's the way it's the loop.
She just wrote like, sugar or something, like for caramel, whatever, But it was just like all like the little swirly.
It was done like an innocent little girl
yes.
that turned you on.
Yes. It was. All like the little swirly swirls.
She almost got a rod off of a little word
text
a lady wrote on a receipt yes. for your coffee.
Now, it also helped because she was pretty cute looking.
I gotta jerk off.
Look at this word, caramel.
Now, if you take the coffee in the bathroom with you and jerk off while looking at it, then you got a problem.
Yeah, that might be too far.
But you're spinning a whole. I see what's going on. You're spinning a whole, like you're. You, she's a cute girl.
Right.
And then you're taking her handwriting and then creating a personality around the handwriting. Oh, she's probably, she's probably sweet.
Outgoing.
Yeah, she's probably good. she's got a young spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I was ready to fuck her.
You were ready to fuck the coffee
now,
girl?
Yeah, it's like, oh, Karen, she writes that cute.
No, she had to have those, like, big lines with the little dash lines in the middle to know where to end her lowercase letters and capital letters. Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, no. She was perfect cursive writing.
Yeah, if the R's and E's are backwards, man.
But you could tell it was, I don't know how to explain this other than you knew it was a chick writing this. Like, it had, like, all these, like, big swirls.
Yeah.
Like, when a guy writes, it usually fucking just looks like he's writing with his opposite hand. Usually, but like when a chick writes, you have like all nice little graceful swirly swirls.
Men write for a here's the information. Where women please. Like the writing is part of the art.
Yes.
I don't have anything to say, but I can make it look pretty.
Right.
The point is, Rob.
Sounds like female comedians.
It was a receipt. It was a receipt.
Look at me. Patrick's giving me a high five right now.
It was a receipt.
No, it wasn't even the receipt. It was on top of the cup. It was written on the cup.
And that really, you were like, he actually, when he came with the coffee to the show, he gave me my coffee. He's like, here, you know what? Dude, you're right. I have a problem, dude. I got turned on by a chick writing. And it wasn't, he lied. It wasn't, I was like, all right, so he probably got a letter or something. He was doing some cyber thing, chatting. It was a word on the top of a coffee cup.
It was like,
tell me Rocket doesn't have a sex addiction.
Well,
that would be evidence number one in a trial versus
Josh
Rock.
Nailed it because I saw what she looks like, so then I was just kind of building my own picture based on that. If it was just some random piece of paper with a word that just someone said, hey, a chick wrote this, I don't think it would have as much. I might have a little bit, but it wouldn't have as much.
See, I could see if it said, on top of his coffee cup, she, sent him a little note saying, you got a huge cock or something. That would fucking.
They were going somewhere with it.
Yeah, they were going somewhere.
She just wrote, like, caramel.
She wrote coffee, two sugars.
That's all it took, man.
She wrote light and sweet.
That's all it took for me.
Yeah, but you ever go to a restaurant and there's, like,
It rocked.
There's, like, a hot waitress And you don't really have a rapport with her until she gives you the check and there's like a little smiley face with whatever she writes.
Like your buddies.
Yeah, that's probably, I can somewhat relate, but I've never been turned on by it. I've never been like, oh, dude. I've never gone that far, but I can kind of see where you're going. It's kind of like how I can kind of understand how the whole Chris Benoit situation happened. I kind of understand. I wouldn't go that far, but I kind of understand.
It's just kind of, you know, I don't know. It just, I made that connection with her. She wrote something for me. I was like, yeah.
Now, have you been back to the same coffee place?
No, actually, I haven't been. I haven't been back there. I should go pay her a visit. Might I just write something else? That'd be funny.
Like you get a different order, she'll write something different.
Just communicate with her via coffee cup.
I gotta work up to the smiley face.
Rocket orders a tea with honey. She writes tea with honey on top. He's like, oh my god, there's a relationship.
She called me honey.
I see it. We're moving on. We just went up to a different level.
Oh god damn it.
I shouldn't poke fun at you, because like 6 months ago it was the same way. She said she hates me. Oh, at the sign.
Yeah, I don't know what
I'm in.
I wish I saved that cup. It was adorable handwriting. I'm gonna go there.
Are you really addicted to, like, I know guys, we all are. As guys, we're fucking, we just wanna bang. If we could bang 24/7, we would do it.
That's how we roll.
But Rocket, to me, seems like he's on steroids with that. Like, Rocket doesn't want to bang every minute. He wants to bang 4 times every minute with 4 different chicks. You're out of your head.
I like chicks.
I know, but it's like, I don't want to see. I'm just worried about you, Rocket. I don't want you being like,
I'm not gonna get the AIDS.
42 and jacking in a park.
No.
That's what happens.
Watching a kid on a playground. I don't want.
Oh no, that's bad.
You got to put it in check.
Oh god damn it, dude.
I don't want you outside of Starbucks mixing up a batch on the window.
Oh, that's so bad.
I'll put cream in your coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna glaze those donuts.
By the way, Neil Diamond's rules, and here we go. This is why Neil Diamond rules. Greatest Neil Diamond song ever, everybody. Want to do a little karaoke for this one? Do you know this one?
I don't. Josh, do you know?
No.
Love on the rocks.
Love on the rocks. Say no surprise.
Have you seen it?
Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies.
Got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. Writing in. Love on the Cocks.
Ah. Ooh,
for rocking. I love that song. Neil Diamond rules. If he wrote a song about Carolyn Kennedy when she was 10, so be it. Guy rules. The guy wrote the song Coming to America about immigrants. It was awesome.
They made a movie about that, didn't they?
Yeah. Who's better, Neil Diamond or Billy Joel? Let's have a contest.
Oh, I'll go Neil Diamond,
but I don't like Billy Joel, so that's... That's easy.
If you're from Long Island, you do.
That's like saying, you know, what's better, Pepsi or AIDS, you know?
Yeah, but I don't, you see, I would, you know, it's a toss-up between me, Billy Joel, and Neil Diamond, because I don't like any of their stuff from the 80s, but I like all their stuff from the 70s, and it's equally as good.
I probably like the worst Billy Joel song, that We Didn't Start the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
I like
that's,
that one.
That's the 80s shit. That's
I know,
sucks.
But I like that one. But the rest of them, yeah.
Didn't start the fire. It's been always burning.
His fat head and his stupid piano.
It's a fast song too. A lot of words.
Piano's not rock and roll. I don't care how hard you play, hit the keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rock and roll.
Rock, was this song playing in your car as you're driving away from the coffee shop?
It should have been.
Reading the top of your coffee can.
Love on the rocks.
I can see him driving down the road.
A little tear.
Staring at his coffee cup.
Looking in the rearview mirror every now and then.
She wrote.
Yeah. Did she come out to look for me?
Just hoping.
Staring at the words light and sweet. As he's just dreaming about the coffee girl.
Oh, light and sweet.
All the time.
There could be something there.
Is this code?
There's a deeper meaning.
What if I turn it upside down and hold it to a mirror?
I can just see him, like, I can picture him in the car as I'm listening to this song. You know, with his head to the side, leaning back in his car, rolling, thinking dreamy, like melancholy thinking. Just, he's got that melancholy look on his face, like, oh, what a dreamboat she was. She was a dreamboat. She loves me.
Dreamboat?
Yeah. She have you, Rock?
Oh, she didn't.
You want to bang her out, though. You want to bang out the coffee lady.
No comment.
He wants to bang the coffee lady. You got to tell me which one. I bet you I know. I know which one it is.
Which one?
I know. Not which girl. I know which joint it is, though.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
There's only one around here.
Yeah. But I can narrow it down. Was she blonde?
No. Brunette.
Brunette? Kind of, oh, I don't know that one. Chick.
Oh, that blonde? She's always there. But she looks like she's in high school, dude.
I don't know. The only time I've been in it, see, that's why I was worried.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
That's true.
Good point.
Grass on the field, play ball, right?
Yes.
They say they want you. Here, they really need you. Suddenly you're fine. You're outside the coffee place. Walking in a storm. Rocket's in love with the coffee chick. We should call Dunkin' Donuts and see if she's there.
How would we ask for her? I don't have her name. Actually, I remember. Oh, what was her
what
name
exactly name? Did she write on the coffee cup again?
Caramel. Because I got caramel flavored.
She wrote caramel. Mm. Maybe that's code for I want to suck your cock.
What the hell? We should just call Dunkin' Donuts. Like, what's all the chicks' names that work there? I'd be able to figure it out if I heard it. Because I remember her name tag.
You know her name tag?
I don't remember it.
What, are you staring at her tits?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
God, Rocky.
Yesterday's gone. What do you do? What do you do when you see a hot chick? What do you, just look away?
No. I undress them with my eyes.
So there you go. You understand.
I wonder if Karen has a booster seat in his truck from Tony B in the chat room.
It's out of nowhere.
Why would you... Seriously. Oh, for the kids, because he likes the kids.
Ah, is that what that
See,
is?
Hey, that's where that joke
I
was
thought because he was a little guy.
That was it. He's a little guy.
He's a little guy. A booster, like a child seat, that would... Actually, that would be funny, too. Climbing in your fucking truck. Strapping yourself in a child seat.
With a yellow book underneath it, too.
Stony 666 right it says I sit on cocks.
You do.
Someone?
Not just a cock, you have cocks.
A bag of dicks?
You're wedging cocks.
I have a bag of dicks in my glove. Take one out, pop one in the mouth when I'm jonesing. Fucking assholes. I'm jonesing for a fucking hot rod in the fucking BQE. Stuck in traffic. I got a little cock fucking going on.
Phil's the time. Oh, Phil!
Now, when I get my coffee, I don't ask for the girl to write anything on it.
Oh, I didn't ask her. I didn't be like, oh, could you just write something on there?
Mm-hmm.
A little sweet nothing? No. She
Do you specifically
did.
Ask
she
her to
She did that
anything?
For me, for my convenience. She didn't have to. She didn't have to.
For your convenience.
Couple my regular. Don't write anything on it.
She was really thinking of you, Rock.
She was.
She's like, you know what? I got to help this guy out. I got to help him out. No, like caramel on his fucking coffee cup.
He looks like he's going to have a hard time with it.
Do you think she thought in the back of her head, you know what, if I write caramel on the top of his cup, I think he might get a boner?
No, no, Tony, I didn't give her the strong cone.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh doesn't know about it, the old strong cone.
No, I listened.
Oh, you heard about
yeah.
it? Great, we'll have to explain that again.
You're going to walk into the joint next time, stick your fucking D through the bottom of a coffee cup and tell her to fill it up.
Asshole.
Hey, can you fill this up? I need a real fill.
Tub.
Bartender, Rock needs a refill.
Major League.
That's too fucking funny.
I can't help it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You're supposed to not get a hard-on off of a fucking message on the top of a coffee cup.
I'm sorry.
Is her name Caramel?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Maybe that's the problem.
From Five Prick in the chat room.
No, that's Sarcastic Prick.
Oh, Sarcastic Prick. Looks like a five. I don't know. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, I should go there. Oh, I gotta go there.
Go one. Back to Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, I want to find out her name. I want to continue the story for the sake of the show.
All right, let's
wink,
do it.
Wink.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Hopefully, Gianna Lynn, porn star extraordinaire, will be joining us on the program momentarily. We'll see.
Hot dog.
Back right after this.
Hey, this is Trina Michaels, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Now, we're trying to give away the lovely DVDs Trina has brought for us.
Oh, sweet.
And we want somebody to do a wacky stunt. Now, we asked people out here in the group in front of us, would one of them be willing to jog a lap around this convention center in their boxers?
Oh,
hold on.
He's raising his hand.
Oh,
he's raising his hand.
I don't even need Kev. Make sure. Come
back.
That's
your brother.
Come
he doesn't
here.
Count. This
come
guy volunteered.
Kev, go behind the table. Behind the table, please.
So Fat Kev is right now walking around the table where he's going to disrobe, and then he's going to streak out.
Kev, all right.
That's going to be Fat Kev. Could.
Kev just stripped down to his boxer. Go ahead.
You got to run a lap
around the convention center. For a Trina Michaels DVD, I'll give the choosing. You can either have Ravenous or Big Titty Christmas.
That's right.
My fiance wants the DVD, by the way.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead, Kev.
Kev, take the lap, sir.
No, keep your shirt on, please.
He's going to fully disrobe. Wait, this
take
is
a... Angle.
Now go.
Ready?
All right. And go, Kev, go.
Take the lap.
You have to
anywhere, just matter. Around.
Around the perimeter
back
of the
Expo.
Back
Kev! Back Kev's in his boxers!
And he's around the corner when he comes around turn.
He's coming around round two?
He's coming around turn four, everybody. Hopefully he pulls a Dale Earnhardt.
It's your brother, man.
Oh. Yeah, man. Kev, give a round.
I like my underwear.
Fat Kev just jogged around the expo. I love that I'm related to you.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
Alienating people since 1979.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Yeah, I just
think 8
is a number. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Hold on, Gianna. Hey, everybody. It's Kieran Rock. Back from break. LunaticRadio.com show. Josh Gogan joining us in the studio. He's got a gig coming up January 5th in Piscataway, New Jersey at the Holiday Inn with comedian Patrice O'Neill. Should be a fun time. Joining us on the line there, on the phone line, is a young lady who just had a birthday. She's an adult film star. She's on the rise, as they say in the biz.
Oh, holla.
Because I'm in tune to what's going on in the biz. Not really. Her name is Gianna Lynn, and she joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Hi, Gianna. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You're, you know what? We love, we're not, I'm not going to beat around the bush here.
Oh, oh, pardon the pun.
We love having the adult film stars on the program because, simply, because you guys are hot.
Yeah.
And, and you really make, for the average guy, you know, speaking for the average guy out there.
And you are average, sir.
You girls are very important to us in our daily lives because we'll come home, we'll come home from work.
Right, long day.
Had a long day. Maybe,
our ass.
You know, if we have a girlfriend or a wife, they're just annoying the crap out of her as Josh is playing some porno for you for me as I'm trying to interview you.
That's
thanks,
funny.
Josh.
Oh, God.
I don't need to see Gianna's, you know, vajaja.
See, that's the only time it's awkward, when you're actually talking to the person and trying to conduct an interview, watching them getting, like, deep ass fucked,
yeah.
Trying to ask him about, you know, so what's your life like, you know?
It was clearly distracting.
Yeah.
But, Gianna, you girls are very important to the average guy, because when we come home from work, we're, you know, we're beat up, we're tired, you know, if our girlfriends or wives are nagging you or us or whatever, we can flick on the internet, we can log on to a website, we can download a clip or something, and for at least 10 to 12 minutes, just
free for me, sir.
Forget
free.
About everything. Forget about everything, and pretty much once we're, you know, done jacking, it's lights out. Because jacking's like NyQuil. It really knocks you out. It fucking
yeah,
knocks
it
your
does.
Ass out.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm after it when I can't go to sleep.
Nice, see? It's the nightcap. It's the nightcap.
See, even the porn stars do it.
Yeah, they got it.
So you got to understand. I haven't said this yet. We've had plenty of adult film stars on the program, and I haven't said this yet. But I actually have to stress that you girls are very important to pretty much every guy out there.
Well, I'm glad we could be like your second relationship.
Oh, I like that. See, now I like that train of thought. See,
yeah, it's like, you know, yeah. It's a, I guess it's a second relationship. It only lasts like 10 minutes a day.
It's all right.
Yeah, but then you find your, but you do find your favorites and keep going back to them.
It's yeah, true.
But they never complain.
Yeah, so yeah. You're building a relationship.
Yeah,
they never complain.
They,
though.
Just they need to start filming some videos where you just go, no, I'm not really into it right now. What do you even?
We're falling asleep.
What do you even think of that? Like, just the, I mean, you know what guys are doing. So I mean, what is it, like? How do you feel about that? Because I know if I knew that there were a bunch of women masturbating to me, that would just be I'd be uh-huh. like, I'd be the biggest dick ever. Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, right.
You know?
You're gonna go home and jack to me.
Yeah. How do you even keep sane about that?
Yeah.
It's. Yeah, that's why I'm doing this, because it's a turn on for me.
Wow. Yeah, I guess you got it.
Yeah, it's very empowering, you know?
Oh, you're so lucky.
But you never get cocky about it. It's never like, oh, I'm the shit.
No. It's just, you know, it's very flattering that you can be a part of so many, like, millions of guys and girls' lives. Like, wow. As you say, you know, we develop. Come to, you know, our websites and watch us, I guess.
That's incredible.
Gianna, I am hearing something in the background. I hear a buzzing. Do you have anything with you?
Oh, my God. That was my vibrator.
You have your...
I can't believe it's so sad.
Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute.
You have a vibrator in your hands? You just carry it around like, you know, it's
well,
a watch?
It's off now.
What?
Wait, what? It's off now.
No. Well, wait.
So, hold on. Why do you
why,
have
yeah,
it?
Why was it out?
I wonder why you have it on your person. Or in your person.
What?
Are you naked, Gianna?
I'm not naked. I'm just, you know, lounging around in bed clothes. I apologize. I didn't think you guys would hear that.
No, that's the farthest thing from apologies needed.
It's a bad thing.
Makes for the
really...
show better.
Yeah. It's an on-air demo. That's all.
Yeah. Now I just got interested.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So is this what you do when you do phoners? You kind of take out the old vibrator and keep yourself busy and occupied?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I'm still red right now. Yes, sometimes I do.
Wow. I like her.
When she's not on set filming, she's gotta practice. This is like batting practice for her.
Right.
She's taking a few practice
swings.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Right.
I love her.
Wow.
So what kind of a vibrator is it? Your standard issue?
It's a bullet. It's actually one of the toys I got from a party. It was like a giveaway, but it works for a lot. Just replace my batteries.
Mm-hmm.
I love that kind of parties where the gift is a fucking vibrator. That's one hell of a party.
By the way, I've been reading up on Jenna Lynch. She's, I don't know what to make of what I've been reading, but according to what I have read, Jenna is a up-and-coming, she's becoming a superstar. She's in high demand.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Well, I've been in the business for about 2.5 years. I work very hard, so I'd like to, I hope that, you know, I'm up-and-coming. But I like what I do, so I tell them if you put in the hard work, you know, you'll reap what you sow. And I believe that I've worked very hard in my past, you know, couple of years that I've been in business.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to get into the biz? Dick?
Big Lex Steele cock?
Did you take one look at Lex Steele's cock and be like, I got to get into this racket?
Yeah. Where do I sign up?
Lex Steele's cock is the Madison Square Garden of porn.
It's the fucking Mecca.
It's the Holland Tunnel.
Foreigners visited.
That's how the fucking Holland Tunnel was made. Lex Steele fucked Manhattan. I'm sorry, Jen. I'm just going off on a tangent. So you are an up-and-comer. That's what the people have been telling me.
That's great.
Yeah.
So wait. Were you? I don't want to go back to this, but I got to. Were you actually using the vibrator just now? Or were you just kind of playing with it and checking it out?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was using it.
Whoa!
So did we catch you in the? Did you have a session? Did you just get yourself off, or you're working up to it?
If you did, can I get credit?
Because quite honestly,
I was working up to it, but it's. I mean, I don't. I didn't think you guys were gonna hear like the buzzing noise. So, well, I also got a new phone, and you know, I'm talking. I just got the new iPhone, and I didn't know that you guys could pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what we could try, Jenna, is that if you can just throw the bullet in the cooch, and we'll try to interview you at the same time.
Yeah, you're very.
Maybe we can try to interview you as you play with yourself. We could try that. I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
It's a new thing.
She was kind of, you're going there anyway, so I mean, what's the difference? Now we know.
It's not like we can see you.
And then you kind of know when the interview's over.
Right.
With a...
He drops the phone.
Are you okay?
It will be completely, non-sexy, but kind of entertaining in the same.
I'll find it sexy, sir. Don't. Believe me, I'm going to enjoy this fully.
Oh God! I don't know. I don't.
You can't be shy about this. Now I'm watching video here that proves that you're not.
Yeah, you're a goer.
Oh God! What are you watching?
Right now I'm watching the one of just you by yourself on Naughty America.
Oh, which one? What was I wearing?
Well, it's from right now. You're wearing nothing. It's from
you're wearing some jizz on your chin.
I see a piano and this pink sort of dress type thing. It's halfway in. It's halfway in, and it's you by yourself for a little while, and then the fella pops in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was last year. That was right before I got my boobs done.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I love the new boobs too. She's awesome.
Thank you. I love him too.
People, we're talking to Jenna Lynch. She log on to JennaLynch.com. She has a little website out there. She has a MySpace too. It's MySpace.com/IslandJewels. Island Jewels.
Yes,
is that?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Mm.
And yeah, my I currently have a website, but it's also, I'll be adding more stuff to it. I'm planning to renovate it.
All right. And
adding a lot of updates.
In my notes here, it says that you have a featured dancing tour coming out. Is that true?
Yes, I just started to feature dance, and my next show is going to be in St. Louis, Illinois.
Whoa!
On the 14th through 16th, I'm not really sure, but it'll be up on my MySpace account pretty soon.
Do you plan on going to New York at any point?
Not anytime soon, but I'd love to go. I'm sure they'll send me out to New York soon.
I'll be there.
Turn on the vibrator again. Let me just hear. Let me just hear. Just turn it on. I want to see what kind of power
Did
this thing's
Did we just
got.
Make a porn star shy?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Turn it on.
We want to interview Mr. Lucky. Come on.
Buzz.
Okay, it's on. I can't believe you guys
learned. Put it up next to the phone.
We want
to
hear it.
Yeah, we want to hear it. Is it on? I don't hear it.
It's on.
There he is. Yeah.
There he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's my little lucky charm.
Wow.
God. Now you see these freaking chicks haven't made. We got a fucking jack with our hands,
and that's the best thing we've got. They've never made anything better than what we were getting. We do exactly what monkeys do.
Exactly. Monkeys in the jungle in Africa fucking masturbating trees. We're pretty much the same thing. We just do it in a chair. You chicks haven't made because you actually have, like, there's actually machines out there that will fuck you.
Yeah.
If you wanted that as a girl.
Ugh. Oh yeah, definitely. There's different kinds of vibrators, you know, there's pocket rockets, or you know, the portable ones, and then you have stuff that you can plug in the wall, the Hitachi magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like a giant jackhammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this thing called a Sibian. It's where it looks like a saddle, and with a little dildo sticking up, and it's this giant vibrating thing.
Now, does the pocket rocket get all excited and high pitched? That was a joke towards our rocket. I'm sorry. and it completely flew by.
Wow, that just bumped.
Yeah, it bumped horribly. I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
That came with screeching help.
Oh, man. All right, that was awful, Josh.
Yeah. It would have been better if you guys had been paying attention to what I...
We're talking to Deanna Lynn. She has a thing called the Bullet. It's a vibrator. I'm not really up with the old vibrating industry. I really don't know what's going on, what kind of apparatuses they have, but she has one in her hand as she's talking to us on the phone. Now, if I was a crafty, you know, talented radio DJ,
which you're not,
I would probably somehow work this into a masturbation thing. But I'm very bad at it. I'm bad at the DJ.
Smooth talking.
Smooth right.
talking to get an adult film star, which does this basis probably on a daily basis, to get her to do something like use a vibrator on herself.
Mm-hmm. Gianna, let me just cut through all the bullshit.
Yeah,
let me cut through all the bullshit and get to what I want. All right? Just throw that thing right in there. Let me see what happens.
What is it, a fucking curveball?
Oh my God.
Are you saying Jen Lynn can't hit a curveball? All right, whatever. Jenna, come on. Let's get to work. What do you got? What do you got? What are you working on? I'll whisper sweet nothings. What do you want me to say?
Okay, tell me. Let's see. Tell me I'm a sweet woman and that you'll make me breakfast in bed.
Oh.
And you'll have sweet, you'll whisper sweet nothings in my ear and cuddle with me.
Oh, that's so cute.
If I say that, you're not going to hang up, right?
Got you.
I know the radio tricks. All right, Gianna.
Oh, here he goes. Come on, Kieran.
Hey, sweetheart.
Sweetheart?
I'm starting out.
You're improv-ing now.
I'm improv.
Right there, Dean Martin.
You're a very fine-looking young lady. And
tell me more.
I want to cook you breakfast. In bed.
Ooh, what are you going to make her? What are you going to make her, Kevin? What are you going to make her?
I'm going to make her some fucking scrambled eggs.
Oh, look at this.
Going all out.
Little,
Really?
He's going to scramble them.
Little fucking pancakes. With some whipped cream.
Oh, whipped cream.
Nice. Whipped cream on the pancakes. Can you do that?
Chocolate
I'll do it.
Chips.
Whipped cream and chocolate chips.
I'll bring you a little muffin in bed.
There you go. On top of that big pile of whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
This is food sex.
You know what I do with that freaking whipped cream. I'm going to put that stuff on your bonbons there. And, your bonbons.
This is slowly turning. Hey, that's a nice dress. It looked good in a pile on my floor.
Yeah, really? Nice shoes. Want to fuck?
I tell you what, Janet, if I was in that bed or wherever you are right now, I would... probably all I could do with you is cuddle. I wouldn't even be able to get to the point
You'd
where...
You'd probably cry a little bit, too.
Yeah,
like, if Gianna said, you want to have sex, I wouldn't even last that line.
I can't.
I love cuddling. That's a good thing.
She likes cuddling.
It's right up your alley, Karen.
You know, I Gianna, I really don't have sex with many women, but I have been called the cuddle king.
Yeah. He likes to cuddle with chicks.
The cuddle king.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Has the bullet gotten any closer to the cooch? What's the update? What's the update on the bullet? What do we got? What do we got working on, Gianna?
My bullet is, like, hiding right now because it's...
As long as it's hiding in the cooch.
We made her all nervous.
Are you nervous, Gianna?
You guys did. I'm not going to lie.
She's a shy porn star.
You guys are not supposed to know. It's masturbating. That's my little
but
secret.
That's the best... I don't know why you wouldn't come right out with that. That's mm-hmm. like the...
Because, like, it's... I don't know. I guess it gets me off, you know, like, knowing I'm talking on the phone mm-hmm. and stuff.
Wow.
And the other person on the other line doesn't know that I'm such
so, like, when a
getting off.
So, like, when a telemarketer calls, you rush out and get it, and you're like, oh, no, I'm totally interested in the magazine subscription.
Are you... Jenna, what do you want? Are you on a couch, on a bed?
I'm on a bed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She gets turned on by, like, getting off, but the other party not know. Like, they're right there, not knowing. It's kind of like a public sexual act, but not really. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hot.
Are the
oh yeah, definitely. I'm an exhibitionist. That's why I'm important. I used to drive a big giant truck. I had a Dodge Ram with a big nice Hemi engine.
Wow.
And I would you know, masturbate, like, when I was on the freeway stuck in traffic. A lot of fun.
Can I marry you?
Great. Where's my ring?
Seriously. Wow. All right.
So, Jen, are the lights on in your bedroom, or are they off?
They're on.
How about you go turn them off?
No, see, she likes them on, Karen. Only you have to have everything off.
I have to have them off.
Windows boarded up, you know?
Come on, Jenna.
Oh, no, the blinds are wide open.
Wow. Wait a minute. You mean, wow, really?
What's outside your window? What kind of view? Can people see you?
About 40 guys.
It's
dark. Yeah, no. What's outside your window other than me in 10 minutes?
It's a nice view of a park. There's a couple of trees in front. And
look closely. Do you see a fucking tall Italian jacking to some kids? Sorry.
That was a joke from a half hour ago.
That was a joke from a half hour ago. So the lights are... Well, come on, turn... Wow. Let's close the blinds.
No, don't close the blinds. I like them open. This is my fantasy too, damn it.
You like the blinds? What, do you want? You're an exhibitionist.
I like that she has them open.
All right.
I don't think anyone wants to see my ugly ass, but I'm just saying, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a boyfriend, Gianna?
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Is he with you?
No, he's not. But he actually was the one that handed me the vibrator, so he encourages it.
Oh, wow.
What's he doing now? Is he in the other room jacking through porn of you?
He's on his computer, probably, jacking off to some porn. I don't know.
How do you feel? Wait. I was just thinking that in my head. Mm-hmm. What would you do if you caught him jacking off to some other porn chick?
Well, I don't care. It's, you know, Why not?
Do me a favor. Walk outside your bedroom and yell to your boyfriend, like, I am going to masturbate for these guys on the radio. Even if you don't do it, just yell it.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm going to masturbate for these guys on the radio.
Tell him we want to kick his ass.
What? It's all you, Kieran.
Easy. Hey, hold on. Now this is taking a horrible turn.
It's all you, sir.
No, I don't want to kick his ass. I'm just jealous.
I'm sorry to ruin your fantasy.
this is going to be the future.
He's like, let's hang up now.
It's going to be the future of porn.
Let's get on the phone. Let's see what he's.
This will be the future of porn. You watch the video, and then the porn star will call you, and you can have your own little private phone. Whatever. Naughty.
Yeah, it's like phone sex or whatever.
Mm-hmm. How did Jenna, let us know, because a lot of us guys out there would love to be probably in your boyfriend's position, dating an adult film star, somebody that's as attractive as you are. How did he land you? I mean, does he have a rod that's like fucking huge? Does he drive a nice car? Does he have a lot of money? Yeah. How did he land you?
Did he make you pancakes?
Actually, he does. He makes me breakfast in bed.
Wow.
He actually has done that.
So,
I think he's a great guy.
That's it.
Where'd you meet him?
And we met through Alana and Chris Evans. They're also in the adult film business.
Oh.
And he's one of Chris Evans' oldest friends, and I'm good friends with his wife, Alana, and so she had a birthday party a couple months ago, and that's where we met.
Wow. So, but is he in the business, or is he just...
No, he's not. He's not in the business.
Real estate?
Real estate? You know, if you're not in the porn business, you go to real estate out there, you know?
He's got a nice investment
actually,
there.
Actually, yeah. He's in real estate and finance.
Of course he is. That's how it all works. We know.
Any chance of you running into the other room and clubbing your boyfriend with a brick?
No.
Just trying to get the boyfriend out of the whole situation.
Next week's show from Janelin's house. One at the radio.
Yeah, all right.
You're like, yeah, can you kill him by any chance? No, but he's a great guy, so
right.
Very, very happy.
I'm gonna beat him up. We're gonna fight. No, I'm kidding. All right, Gianna, you've been a lot of fun. I hope you do continue to masturbate tonight.
Wait, we got a question for her.
Oh, go ahead.
About this. Hey, Gianna.
Yes?
Are you familiar with a fantastic website that's sweeping the nation, Two Girls, One Cup?
No, I haven't heard of that website.
You said your boyfriend was at the computer, right?
Yes.
Ask him to go to that website real quick, and we want to get your impression of it.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, what is it called?
Do this. Go over to your boyfriend and ask him to log on to 2girls1cup. That's the number 2girls1cup.com.
Go to 2girls1cup. That's number 2girls1cup.com. Uh-huh.
And just watch it.
Yeah. It's hot.
It's pretty hot.
Oh, my God.
Continue to watch.
You know what?
It's Gianna Lynn watching Two Girls, One Cup. Everybody on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, my God! Oh my God. Yeah, you can hear me in the background too. That's horrible. Okay, I'm not that kinky.
There's no chance
I'm
of
sorry,
you.
But there's like a line you can't cross.
Here's the question though. We batted this around when we first found this video. Is how do girls wind up doing that? Are they just whacked out of their minds needing coke, or what's going on?
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm just kidding. I said it's called crystal meth, and it's very addictive.
Cocaine's a powerful drug.
Any chance you make a sequel of that?
No!
Oh, no, no.
It's called, I don't know, rent. Some girls need the money.
Seriously, it's crazy, man.
So this is what I suggest. You and the boyfriend there, watch that video continuously and try to have sex.
That's the challenge.
All right, and I'll break out my little bullet and start masturbating to that right this minute.
That's wrong.
Now, I find it hard to believe that there's maybe one other person out there that finds that exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the weirdest thing that you've come across in your stint in the porn industry that you've been like, no?
You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to be really boring, but like, I haven't really done too many things that I'm not proud of because I don't know. I mean, like, come on, you can't be that desperate.
No, but I mean, what have you turned anything down that you were like, no, I can't do that?
I've done a couple feet, but fetish movies, or not movies, but websites. I mean, I like to have this attitude that, you know, I'm trying things out once or a couple times, and if you don't like it, don't do it. So I've tried those, and I'm not a big foot fetish fan, so I can say turn my nose to feet.
Just to state this fact, we hate that video, and it just we don't like that crap. But it's just funny to have people play it and see the reactions.
and beyond that, it's mind-boggling that even anybody would even come up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Her name is Gianna Lynn, everybody. GiannaLynn.com is the website. Log on to that. Will there be information about your dancing tour on there?
Yes, there will be. But I have shows coming up next year as well in San Francisco. And actually, I forgot the other places. It'll have my information on my website or my new website and my MySpace.
And you have a new DVD, Courtney's Pussycats, dropping this week. Ooh. A new DVD is coming out. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, all right.
She's a really good friend of mine, Courtney Cotton.
Yeah. Gianna Lynn is an up-and-coming porn star in
gorgeous
the biz.
Gorgeous.
She's very hot.
Gorgeous.
She's people tell me she's the next hot thing. So GiannaLynn.com is the website, myspace.com/IslandJewels. Look for Gianna Lynn. She'll be coming to a website or porn DVD near you, right?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Is that how it works? Gianna, you're a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care of that bullet.
Okay, well, bye.
Bye. That's Gianna Lynn, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
How about that? We made it a fucking porn star fucking shy.
That was a great idea.
She's hot, too, man.
She is very smoking.
Man.
She's very smoking. Let me find some.
Kudos to Josh for that. Quick thinking, Josh.
Hey.
So I got a comedian in the studio.
All right, everybody. With that, we will take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Show live every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on TPX Radio.
I will do the fucking spot right now. I am Steve-O, and this is... No, dude, I'm Steve-O, and I am fucking Lunatic Radio, dude.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznat.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
LunaticRadio.com. Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to UBroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.UBroadcast.com.
And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? Richard Patrick, Army of Anyone. New Filter album coming out in the spring, I believe. According to latest report.
From some unnamed source.
Well, actually, that was from him himself.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Kid Rock in studio, Josh Gogan. Comedian Josh Gogan.
Josh Gogan works.
JoshGogan.com is the website.
Coolest guy, Josh Gogan.
You excited about the gig in Piscataway, New Jersey, or what?
I am. But I'm trying not to get too excited about it because I don't want to. I made a promise to myself that I would never. I stopped being a fan of comics.
Because
Patrice is somebody who I'm, you know, a fan of.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what? I got to stop being a fan of these people because once I get to meet them, I'm a complete, you know, bleh.
Right.
So I need to put out of my head that, you know, wow, I really am a fan of this person. And, you know, so he's in my head, I'm trying to make it so that he's just somebody I really respect.
Right.
And,
you know, you get starstruck a little bit?
Not really starstruck. It's just kind of like I want to let them know how much I enjoy what they do.
But you don't want to sound like a douche?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also, I feel stupid for not having anything to say when I meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if I weren't a fan, I probably still wouldn't have anything to say. But I feel bad not having something to say because, you know, I feel like I should.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
That makes no sense, but, you know.
I know what you mean, I think I know what you mean. We're going to open up the phone lines, everybody. So if you're listening live in the chat room, Rock's going to post the phone number for the radio show here. And if you want to call in, go ahead. If you have a question, comment, whatever. You want to just chime in, having a comment, something like that. Right, call into the radio program. Open up the phone lines on the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm not going to give out the number on the air
this
because we want it for... This is like a thing for the people that listen live, right?
Exactly, yeah. A little incentive to join us Sunday night.
The people who don't listen live couldn't call in anyway.
Right.
Josh.
Thanks, Josh. But we're trying to get people to listen to the show.
Right.
Live.
No, it's a good idea.
More people that listen live is more.
I definitely agree. Yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
I'm just. Never mind.
So opening up the phone lines, Rock's going to post the...
See how this goes over.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a phone call.
If you don't have anything, you know, it's kind of important. If you don't really have, like, something cool, don't just be, oh, what's up, guys?
Yeah. And if we just hang up on you, don't get insulted because we got to progress with the radio show.
Yeah. We're not here to chit chat.
Yeah, we don't care what you have for lunch today.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Also, something really good.
Well, one of those things. Hey, new video from Paris Hilton. New sex video from Paris Hilton has appeared on YouTube and a bunch of other websites. The video of Paris in the bath was reportedly part of the contents of her storage vault, auctioned off after Paris failed to make payment on that storage vault.
Whoa.
Okay.
The release comes despite the courts granting the socialite a injunction to prevent the websites from gaining possession of it and releasing the footage. So there's another sex tape of Paris Hilton on the web somewhere. I don't know if anybody has...
I haven't seen it.
Seen it? I don't really care.
Just her in a tub?
Yeah. You know what? The first one came out, she really does... I noticed from the first one. Even though, like, the first, 35 minutes of it was, like, black light.
Mm-hmm.
And it was horrible. It was just... It wasn't even watchable. But at the end, you get true lighting, and she's blowing the dude.
Yeah. And she's
pretty good.
She's got good technique. She had good schooling.
Yeah, and she blows the dude pretty much until he throws one in her face. So if you haven't seen the first Paris Hilton sex tape, get out and watch that one. It's not bad. Just fast forward 35 minutes. You need the full-length version. You don't need the one that's all cut up. You need the full-length, uncut version. And it's a pretty good one. But she has another one out there, so people want to go see it. Have fun with that. Me and Rock saw the Kim Kardashian one.
How was that?
When she was being banged by that guy, Ray J, whatever the hell his name is. Mm. Oh, Rock and I were disturbed because Ray J, Brandy's younger brother, has a hammer.
It's huge.
But Kim Kardashian, even though she's one of these chicks that is just hot.
Yeah, well,
she is really hot. She's good at being hot.
Aside from the video, what did she do to gain notoriety?
Hot. Yeah. Just being hot. Hello, who's this?
Hey. Hi.
Hello, who's this?
You guys ever heard of that guy, Mad Beat Chemist?
Yeah, we heard of that guy, Mad Beat Chemist. What's up, Mad Beat?
He's a faggot.
Yeah. He said, fuck Lunatic Radio, fuck your podcast!
Is that all you have, sir?
Is that all you got?
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, what's up?
Hi!
This is Mad Beat. What's up, guys?
Hey, Mad Beat, congratulations on your 200th show, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
came and went.
Yeah. Maybe it is a guy who's on the tpxradio.com. He has a show on there. It is it's very well done. It's the you spin the ones and twos, right?
Yeah, sometimes I start doing that again. I did it last night for the first time in about, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months. So, yeah. Kind of getting back into doing that again.
Have you seen that Kardashian video with the guy with the giant hammer?
No, but I'm trying to find it. Because damn, she's fucking hot.
Hell yeah, man.
She really does have a nice ass, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And her sisters are fucking hot, too.
Yeah, you know, the whole family.
I don't.
That was one of them that's kind of weird looking. She's a little fucking Frankensteinish.
That's her brother.
Oh.
Yeah, Rock.
My bad.
Slow down there.
All right.
Slow your roll.
That's what I don't get. Like, they apparently have a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Already, but, like, who the fuck is she?
She's the daughter of that lawyer who from the OJ trial.
Really?
Yeah, what was the Kardashian fucking lawyer guy?
Joey Kardashian.
Kardashian.
God, I couldn't have daughters like that.
And then apparently her mother remarried the fucking Olympic guy. The triathlon guy, whatever the fuck his name is, the superhero guy. And now they have a fucking reality show on E! And all the chicks are hot, and that's pretty much it. There's nothing to the Kardashians other than that they're just rich kids, and one of them's really hot.
Dumb as dirt.
And she got naked on a fucking sex tape. You gotta check that out, maybe. Is he still there?
Oh, I lost him.
Oh, alright. Yeah, you gotta check that out, dude.
I lost him.
She's pretty hot. And it's a lot better than fucking the reality show on there. By the way, you know
what goes on in that? I'm sorry, what goes on in that reality show? I've seen several episodes now, and it's just like fucking nothing.
It is pretty horrible, but I know I watched the latest episode where she was posing for Playboy. Kim Kardashian's in the latest edition of Playboy. She's on the Hollywood edition.
Mm.
And I saw the latest episode there, and she was posing for Playboy. It was like a celeb pictorial.
Right.
Which she thought meant she didn't have to get completely naked.
Right.
And it was kind of funny because that wasn't the case. And they had to go have a meeting with fucking Hugh Hefner. And they go into they go to the Playboy Mansion, fucking her and her ma. Her ma's like, that's Hugh. She's like, so does my daughter have to get naked? And fucking Hugh Hefner's like, yeah. Yeah, she has to get naked. This cunt didn't want to get naked?
What an idiot.
You're fucking posing for Playboy.
She was... Her video, her banging some dudes on all over the place.
Yeah, but now she has to take the high road because she actually has some notoriety. She gained
what
the notoriety...
What's with these people?
She gained the notoriety from the sex tape, but now she has to fucking backtrack off of that because now she has notoriety. Oh, I'm not like that, she says. She went on the Tyra Banks show, which is the worst freaking talk show in the world. But she went on the Tyra Banks show and was like, oh, yeah, I don't like that. I don't want to be a bad fucking role model for
role
kids.
Role model? What?
I think it's a great fucking thing for the kids.
If, you know, here's the thing. At least she's doing what it is that got her there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a whore. That's how you became famous. Yeah. Be a whore.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
We got a call coming in.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Ron DeBelief from Talk Hard Radio for You.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I was just listening to the show right now. Great show so far, and I wanted to call on the subject you guys are actually talking about. I had posted up a show with the same exact discussion about Ray J and Kim Kardashian, but besides the fact of the package he packed, did you guys see the way that thing is, like, bent over lopsided and has an alien penis of its own on its own penis?
I didn't see that part.
What the hell? You guys gotta, like, know, the show I did, I put the video out there for everybody to see, and, like, that thing, like, doesn't just lay like a log. I mean, it's, like, bent like a twig in a branch.
I was fucking disheartened by knowing it's Ray J and knowing that he has a... It was just weird to me, seeing this kid's fucking hammer. He's a fucking soul singer. But goddamn, dude, tell me Kim Kardashian is not fucking smoking.
She is smoking, man. And there was another continuing discussion that happened between them, I guess. And he also made a new version of the actual tape that supposedly leaked. So I'm trying to get my hands on that one. And there's this little local store around the corner from where I live that gets these little, these little DVDs that people get hooked up with and stuff. So I'm going to try and get my hands on that one because I want to see what that's all about.
Yeah, dude. I didn't really watch.
Are you guys?
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I didn't really... I scanned through the whole thing because I just wanted to get the good parts, pretty much. I just wanted to see her ass because everybody's been talking about her ass.
Phenomenal.
And how it's like J-Lo's. It is a phenomenal ass. But at any point during the film, does she take, like, a shot to the face?
You know, that was the one thing that I wanted to see of all, but no money shot.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean it was all big hype, but when you really think about it, like, it's got, you know, Kim Kardashian, who's hot, of course. And then it comes with these freebie other little DVD videos where you can see little clip examples of other porn coming up in the future.
Nice, I love these celebrities.
That's pretty cool, but I just wanted to call and shout out to you guys. Say Lunatic Radio, you guys kick ass. It's great to hear you guys on air. I haven't seen you guys since the expo, and
yeah,
I had a really good time out there, and it was great meeting you guys. And I just hope you guys have a great show. Continue doing the wonderful, successful stuff you guys do, and keep it lunatic.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Best of luck with your show, man. You're a cool guy. I like this guy.
Thank you as well. You know, I don't do cool, I do hot, but hey, you know, that's how it is. Talk hard, guys.
All right, man. Talk hard. Later.
Later.
I'll tell you the best celebrity video I've seen, and it kind of pisses me off because she's a British celebrity, not an American one, is Abby Titmus.
Don't know her.
She is phenomenal. It's her and her boyfriend or whatever, and then her and some black chick. And the black chick's eating her ass, and it's so just like...
Abby Titmus, spell it for me.
A-B-I-T-I-T-M-U-S-S.
T-I-T-M-U-S-S.
Yeah. It's like it's a real, you know, it's like she shot it for to be a porn star.
Abby Titmus. S-Man Abby Titmus. I just want to see a picture of her. Kim Kardashian. Oh, everybody, go check that one out. By the way, Lynn Hogan has filed for divorce from wrestler Hulk Hogan.
That's fake.
Yeah, it is fake?
No.
I'll get the wrestling joke. There's a wrestling joke in there.
Hulk Hogan, whose real name is Terry
Bollea,
is that it? Told the St. Petersburg Times that he had no idea that his wife had filed for divorce. He was informed by a reporter that in Pinellas County court records showed that the paperwork was submitted on Tuesday. So apparently Hogan doesn't know best. That's what I'm getting at here.
Hey,
why did she file for divorce? I thought that, you know, it says in this article that they were, like, I guess on the show they were going to marriage counseling and all that stuff.
I bet they were having problems, and then with their son getting that car accident, probably just sort of pushed it over the edge.
Yeah, maybe she didn't like the show or something.
Again, it's Hulk Hogan, you know? How long can you put up with that?
Yeah, but Hulk Hogan's getting divorced. I mean, she is hot. Abby Tipness.
Yeah.
Oof.
And here she is eating this black chick's pussy.
She's got...
What?
Oh, my God. She's got... Oh. What was she in? What was she in?
Wow.
Some personal video of hers.
Hey, wow. We got another caller.
Yeah, you gotta check that tape out. It's great.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dizio.
Hey, what's up, Dizio? What do you got?
And just so you guys know, at least for Karen, it's Duzio with a U, not an I.
Whatever. Duzio. Hey, you were the guy that got us the Henry Rollins thing, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
How'd you work that out?
He had a spoken word tour come through a few weeks ago, and it was the after show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was a good get. What do you have? Do you have anything to say?
I saw a Psycho Stick last night. They are pretty sweet.
Really?
Oh, look at this!
Where'd you see them?
They were at a club called Club Vegas just down the street from my house. They're in Colorado tonight, I think.
Yeah, they do a great show, don't they?
Oh, hell yeah.
See?
I emailed Rob the other day looking for that Christmas album because I want to spin it throughout the month of December there.
Right.
And I haven't heard back from him yet.
Hey, you know, he's probably so busy. Can't send you, like, shit. He should just be able to send you some files. But it's really cool, man. Duzio fucking represent. Checking out the show, Psycho Stick, man, live. Definitely good buddies of ours and definitely want to support them in their fucking rock and roll.
Was it a good turnout?
What was that?
was it a good turnout, the show?
Oh, yeah. It was probably at least 100 people.
Oh, 100?
It was a few.
100's good. But we've seen Psycho Stick twice, and like 8 people have shown.
All right, listen. You can talk. Don't talk about other people's, you know, don't say that.
Well, no, I'm not saying like 8 people have shown. It's just the way it is. Yeah. At this point in their career, they'll do a show where they, you know, 500 people are there. Then the next show, they'll have like 5.
Yeah. They've done shows out like in the Midwest where it's like they're fucking filling like fucking giant rooms, 500-600 people.
Out here, we don't have anything else to do. It's horrible, guys. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. Giant areas,
big spaces.
Where people could,
big spaces are filled.
I wanted to say like arena, but arena's too large, and I don't want to say bar because the bar's too. So what's in the middle?
Like a rock club.
Yes,
a club. Like what would you call that? Just say venues.
Venues.
Big venues.
Good venues. See, you're a comedian. You use that word all the time.
No, I don't. I'd say I'm playing at the Maui Taco.
All right, Tuesday, man. Thanks for calling in, bro.
No problem.
Take care.
Biggest show of the year for me is in a fucking hotel. For me.
Yeah, definitely fucking, that's good, man, though. Psycho Stick, definitely represented. See, look at the fucking calls help, see?
Abby Titmus, she's an English glamour model and television personality. I don't see what else she's been in. She hasn't been in anything, dude.
But it doesn't matter. She's a celebrity over there, and she put out a phenomenal sex tape.
2004, 2005, many UK men magazines such as FHM, Nuts, Zoo Weekly, Loaded, GQ, and Maxim magazines. Others, I guess she's just some famous chick across the pond, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. She has a sex tape too.
Good.
Hey, but I gotta. You know what? I'm gonna vote. I'm gonna take a vote. You want to take a vote, Brock?
Let's do a vote. Okay,
the
votes.
Best sex tape out there has got to be Kim Kardashian. Because she's the hottest girl to have made one. Right. I know Pam Anderson made one, but that film had comedic value, and it kills the sexiness.
I agree 100%.
When Tommy Lee honks the horn of that fucking boat with his cock, it blew. It took me right out of the film.
It was like a Benny Hill thing. Right.
And the sex scenes in the Pam Anderson Tommy Lee thing, they're not hot.
Stupendous.
They're banging on like a fucking boat.
Plus, it's the godfather of sex tapes now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's,
but you know, I gotta
jump the shark.
I gotta go with what these girls do. Also,
mm-hmm.
You know, and for Abby Titmus to be, you know, eating a black girl's pussy is just.
Yeah,
you're not going to see Paris Hilton doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going on just strictly.
If you're
hotness,
going on
hotness,
hotness,
yeah,
yeah,
Kim Kardashian,
yeah. But I mean, it's also I don't know. It's kind of like I like to know that they're a little dirty too.
And I don't even know if that Playboy is going to sell too well, considering she, you know, took Ray J's hammer up her ass.
Not only that, but she doesn't really show anything.
Yeah, everybody's...
That's my biggest problem with that video. He just fucking overwhelms her. You know, it's like, ugh.
In fact, it's like one shot of her ass.
Minimal.
I think I saw a pre-whatever. It's like one shot of her ass or something. Tanya Harding sex tape. That's a good one.
That is funny. Tony dropped that in the chat room on the private message.
Does she have a cock? Tanya Harding. Ugh.
Yeah, she's so trashy. It's sexy. I like it.
I wouldn't bang her with.
Gosh, you like the trash?
Somebody else's dick.
There's something about it. Just
dirty.
Filthy, yeah.
An 18-year-old woman had a 10-pound hairball removed from her stomach.
What?
The hairball measured 15 inches by 7 inches by 7 inches. The woman suffers from let me try to read this.
Oh, boy.
It's a phobia, I guess. Trichophagia? Trichophagia? That sound right?
No.
Read that.
I've never even heard of it.
I know. Well, it's a disorder where you eat your own hair. On hair, I guess.
That really? Is a disorder. Oh, God, that's disgusting.
The bottom of the paragraph there. Trichophagia.
Try yeah, something else.
Trichophagia? Trichophagia?
Trick or something. Yeah, whatever.
Trick or swallow hair.
Disgusting.
The woman had been complaining of stomach pain and swelling for 5 months, throwing up after eating, and weight loss of about 40 pounds. Doctors said she had been doing this for years,
why?
Eating her own hair.
God damn it. I don't know why. I got through two girls, one cup with a straight face, but that's making me kind of gag.
5 days after surgery, the woman was eating regularly and was discharged. Was eating
hair again?
She used the fork. No.
Back to normal, eating hair.
She went back to a regular diet of apples and oranges, I'm sure.
What did she do? She cut it and eat it, or was it just like pulling it out and eating it? Does it say?
No. 1 year later, the woman quit eating her hair.
Oh,
so after the surgery, getting a fucking 15-inch fucking hairball removed from her stomach. After 1 year of getting that removed from her stomach, she went back to eating normal.
Ugh,
asshole. Go fuck yourself. Eat your own hair. Yeah. What kind of disorder is that?
That's
so legit.
There shouldn't be a name for that. No one should have had to come up with a name for that.
Right, now they're right.
I give more respect to the people that eat their own jizz.
In fact, if she ate her own hair, they shouldn't operate. They should have just let her die naturally.
Eat your own hair.
God.
Why?
Here's another 18-year-old doing sex. Stupid stuff. 18-year-old Adam Beggs of Auburn, Maine. Has died after authorities believed he had been overcome by alcohol poisoning. Beggs was at a party over the weekend when he chugged a quart of vodka.
Brilliant.
Beggs passed out and was found dead the next morning. Leonardo Sweeting, 23, who supplied the hooch, is being held on $75,000 bail on a Class C felony providing alcohol to a minor. Sweeting admitted to buying the alcohol for the party and told detectives that he had only a few shots of vodka himself, then bowed down to Beggs in admiration after he chugged half a gallon of vodka.
Well, there it goes.
So this dope Sweeting provided the alcohol to this 18-year-old kid and bowed down to him after he showed this kid praise after he chugged a gallon of fucking vodka.
Christ.
That's what I would do.
Dude, don't ever do that. Ever. If you're a kid out there, don't ever drink a gallon of vodka.
He had to just slug it all down, too, because there's no way he could have, like, drawn that. Because how long does that take to hit you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, back in college, I used to see a guy mix fucking bourbon with that supplement crap you take at the gym, you take the workout.
Oh, sure, okay.
Like the protein powder.
Sure.
He would mix that protein mix
what?
With fucking
why?
Bourbon and chug it.
Why? What is he?
Exactly.
Just to do it? Be like, hey,
yeah, like
different.
He's some fucking sort of cool guy.
I'm the shit.
Like, we're supposed to sit back and, you know, fucking
protein whey and
sing his praises.
That's retarded.
Like, he wanted to be that guy, to the anecdote for everybody.
Oh.
5 years, you know, down the line.
But here he is, 5 years down the line.
Is he like the one upper guy?
5 years down the line, he's an anecdote on the radio show.
He's like, yeah, I did fuck you like 4 shots in a row. Yeah, well, I did it on the fucking old bottle of protein powder and a fucking bourbon.
I mean, obviously, I drink a fucking, when I go out, I'm a binge drinker. I drink a lot when I go out, you know, and I get fucking pretty pounded.
Four beers,
you know, whatever. And I'm fucking done. I'm fucking wrecked,
rock
right?
And rolling, yeah.
But I never, when I at college or at a bar or whatever, whenever I saw somebody fucking just chugging a whole ton of alcohol.
Why?
I was like, what are you doing?
Where are you going with this? Why? Yeah, right.
It's
exactly.
Only
going
to end up with one, you being a fucking complete asshole because you're hammered and you're probably going to yell some shit. You puking, passing
wins.
Out somewhere, puking on yourself, or, you know, what this guy did.
Yeah,
he fucking died.
You're not even going to have fun doing that.
No, it's not fun. What's the fun in that?
Yeah, I never got that. Like, I never got when people would spend, you know, $50 on concert tickets and they get wrecked in the parking lot before. Like, what are you doing?
I can't believe this fucking kid, this Sweden kid, was telling the detectives after the party, going, yeah, I fucking, he was doing great, man. It was awesome, brah.
Yeah.
Fucking thanks, man.
I can't believe it, man. He got like through 3 questions. I was like, he's going to do it.
Well, if he didn't die, the dude would be a hero.
First of all, can you get, I don't know, maybe I'm a little out of the loop. You can get vodka by the gallon?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm just asking. Do you know, Josh?
I can't imagine it being good vodka.
Yeah. Does anyone know in the chat room you get a vodka by the gallon?
You know everybody at that party was going, Bags, 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 Bags.
He's the man.
Did they
pass out? Did anybody write cock on his forehead? Because that would suck. You'd die. People are fucking drawing dicks on your face.
Yeah.
Your parents got to go identify the body.
Right? Your dad's got to show up to identify the body.
Your son. Like a Sharpie written, I eat cock across your forehead.
Kid's got fag across his forehead. And a big cock, like, drawn on his cheek. Fucking dies. He's dead.
That's mad funny.
Oh, man. How's that? Phone lines lighting up, huh, Rock?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. Yeah.
Must be talking about some crazy stuff here on the radio program.
Yeah, screeners. Not letting anyone through. Screener, let people through.
Yeah.
There we go. That'll open up the lines.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. More lunaticradio.com show after this.
Do you know who I am? You must not know who I am. I'm Afro Man Bitches, and I am the face of lunaticradio.com. We'll be right back.
John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. It's crazy.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com. What up, everybody? Lunaticradio.com show. Kia Rock in studio. Josh Gilgan. Putting on my acting skills right now, everybody. For you people on the podcasting sites and whatever, you won't know what I'm talking about, but whatever.
Just a little bit of acting.
A little bit of acting.
Only about 10 minutes of that.
If that much.
Had a little trouble with the live broadcast. Everything crashed. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. Cringe Humor Awards on December 16th. Everybody log on to cringehumorshow.com for more information on that. Patrice O'Neill, Jim Norton from the Obie and Anthony Show will be making appearances. Rock and I will be broadcasting from Comics, which is the venue.
I'll be there.
Log on to comicsny.com. Right, Josh Gogan will be joining us for the broadcast.
I want to have something to do with the Cringe Humor Award.
According to Rock and Chaos, Chris, Comics, the venue, the comedy club there, has a lot of stuff for us to use during our broadcast. Maybe some live TV feeds, audio as well. Should be a good time, so you'll be able to hear the show as we do it. And should be fun.
Going to make that my home club.
Yeah.
Work on that while I'm there.
Where's the plug sheet? Log on to... Christ, I can't find it.
The hell with it.
Anyway, tickets pre-show tickets are $15. Day of tickets are $20. If you log on to cringehumorshow.com and type in the promo code CH1216, everybody, you'll save $5, which would mean you'll only be paying $10 for a really kick-ass comedy show and awards show. It's a great time. And Patrick from ChrisHumor.net and Chris, they do a lot of work putting this thing together, so it's a good time.
Yeah.
All right, so come out the 16th December, Cringe Humor Show Awards. We were doing, before everything crashed, we were doing something called the most dangerous cities in America. A new list has come out, and it's detailing the most dangerous places in America to live. Number one is, Josh, can you guess?
Yeah, now you've had some time to think
about
it.
I know people haven't heard that part.
All right.
Josh guessed what? Let's recap.
Let's go ahead and go through it as if I haven't done this already.
Okay, go ahead,
and
Josh.
I'll put it on my reel.
All right.
Acting 101.
I'm going to have to say, and because I know, Washington, D.C.
That is not one of them, Josh. Go ahead. Guess number two.
Atlanta, Georgia.
No, but it should be. Well, there's gangbangers down there. Go ahead.
It's not New York City. New York City. What else is a dangerous place? Orlando's dangerous.
Orlando is not dangerous.
Los Angeles is dangerous. I watch Cops.
Topeka, Kansas.
Damn it.
Is it,
South Central. Come on.
No. South Central is...
What is this, 95?
You never know.
Come on, Rock.
I'm trying.
And it's a never gonna guess it kind of place, right?
Right there in the chat room, Rock.
Newark. Detroit? Where's
Detroit
the...
should be. It is Detroit.
Detroit, everybody, wow, is the most dangerous city in America.
Wow. Rationalize. You deserve your credit.
St. Louis comes in number two.
St. Louis?
St. Louis fell to two. They're slipping.
Sucks for them.
Apparently last year St. Louis was number one. St. Louis is the dangerous place. I guess they have ghettos there.
What's Pittsburgh on there?
1,008.
Pittsburgh isn't a city. It's just a hole.
What?
Flint, Michigan.
I agree
was
with you on that.
Flint, Michigan?
Flint?
Was ranked third.
What is this? Is this under 10,000 populous?
Followed by Oakland, California, Camden, New Jersey.
Camden.
Yeah, Camden's fucking...
It's a ghetto.
It's a fucking nasty place, Camden. I went to a concert down there once. It was like WDRE Fest, man. What a hole that place is.
I have not been there yet, but if it's...
Don't go to Camden.
Yeah, okay.
Ever. North Charleston, South Carolina.
Really?
Came in. Well, that's North Carolina. That's sixth. They were led by Birmingham, Alabama.
Really?
So it was Detroit, St. Louis, Flint, Michigan, Oakland, California, Camden, New Jersey, Birmingham, Alabama, North Charleston, South Carolina, Memphis, Tennessee, Richmond, California, and Cleveland.
What is it? What is this based on? How are they coming up with these?
I guess they do a survey.
Yeah, but is it like a
survey?
What qualifies it as does it qualify as dangerous if it's a violent crime or if it's murder or, you know? Like if someone beats you and takes your wallet, does that count in the whole thing, or do you people have to get killed?
Violent crimes.
Okay.
Violent crimes. Well, you want to know what the safest?
Sure.
You'll never guess this.
It's got to be something.
I've never even heard of this.
Wait a minute. It is
Is it New York City?
Washington, D.C.
I've never even heard of this place. It's on the West Coast.
Wait a minute. How do they determine it's the safest city?
Probably use the exact opposite rules that for dangerous.
That's clever.
They travel there and they go, hey, this is a nice place.
It's cute.
It's very safe.
It's very quaint here.
Look, I can hold a gun on the street. No one's going to arrest me. Safest city in America. Here we go. Mission Vigo, I believe.
California, I take it.
Yeah, California.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are they...
Clarkston, New York came in second. Brick Township, New Jersey came in third. Amherst, New York came in fourth. And Sugar Land, Texas rounds out the top five.
Sugar Land!
Yeah.
Cute.
There you go.
Really? I have been to some... What qualifies it as a city? What qualifies it as a city? Not just a place. The safest spot of land.
You would think like safest spot of land being like Montana.
Yeah, or even Alaska.
Because I've been to, there's a place called Matador, Texas, where I would go every year. There's fucking nothing around. It's got to be super safe to live there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there but cows.
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
Those are awful trips out there. Because Texas is the worst state to drive
really,
across.
Is it?
It's horrendous. It's all flat, and it goes on forever.
But don't you see a bunch of, like, you know, like, Bronco, like, riding things?
No.
No?
It's like a desert that goes on forever. Because Texas is so big.
Yeah, it's a large city to travel through.
It's awful. And, yeah, you come to a city, you come here, you come there. However, the best barbecue I've ever had was in this, like, little nowhere place. The building was constructed of rock that was falling apart, and it was still the best food I've had.
All right, well, what's so funny, Kieran?
I guess maybe Kemis lives in California. He's just laughing at my pronunciation of Mission Viejo.
Oh,
Viejo.
Yeah.
It's spelled V-I-E-J-O.
Yeah, but it's
Vigo to me, asshole.
Joey Vigo.
I've never heard of fucking place. Give me a break. Viejo? How does V-I-E-J-O translate to Viejo?
It's Mexican.
Fucking Mexicans.
Vigo, fuck yourself.
Bastards.
Oh, this land used to belong to Mexico.
Viejo is Spanish, of course.
Is that how it's spelled? V-I-E-J-O?
I thought it was American.
V-I-E-J-O? That's how it's spelled, Kieran? In the
V-I-E-J-O, yeah.
See, yeah, that's Vigo to me. Or Vigo.
Vigo.
Vigo!
The English language is so fucked up. Silent letters. I hate the fucking English language. Go fuck yourself, English.
Okay.
Well, how come the most successful people on the planet speak English?
I hate that. When fucking people are, you can't fucking spell. You forgot the fucking silent P. Well, it was silent, asshole.
Yeah, I don't need that shit.
The fuck?
There was, I forget who it was, but some founding father actually worked really hard to get words to be spelled the way they're actually. That's why Americans don't have a U in color, and the British do, is because when he was going through, he's going, we don't need a U in color, let's take that out. Yeah. And some words it worked and some words didn't. Like tongue, he wanted spelled T-U-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
But that they didn't go for that. But, you know, I got to apply the guy's efforts. He did make some headway in.
Yeah, why does that O need to be in tongue?
What?
Why does the E need to be in tongue?
Right.
Now, I understand taking out the U's in, like, color, and, you know.
Yeah.
That stupid fucking shit. I hate that. I hate when people put U's when they spell the word color. Like, I'm going to throw you. Oh, here's the one. How do you spell gray?
I spell it G-R-E-Y.
Yes!
All right. I hit something for Karen.
Great. Always misspell.
G-R-E, yeah. No, is it misspelled or just...
Is it A-Y or E-Y?
It's like a fucking...
Give me a fucking option.
We should have a debate on how to spell Gray.
Someone call Webster.
I've spelled it G-R-A-Y for years.
I like that one. Gray.
Until recently, I've been told I'm wrong.
You know what?
And I've been arguing the point.
Does this ever happen, like, when you hear a word for the first time? You're like, what? And you know it's the first time you ever heard it because you're like, I've never heard that word before.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's using it.
Yes!
Rationalize, figuring out how to spell Gray. G-H-R-E-I-G-H. Solve all your problems, Gray. Fucking
irregardless. I've never heard that before, and now people use it all the time.
Oh, irregardless.
What is irregardless?
Wait, irregardless is not a word?
Just fucking say
look
regardless.
Look it up, Rock.
You know
irregardless.
What word, you know, conversate's a word, though.
Conversate is not a word.
Advertisement. How people pronounce advertisement, advertisement.
Oh,
what?
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I say Caribbean.
Or is it Caribbean?
Oh, wait, I say Pirates of the Caribbean, but I would go to the Caribbean.
Irregardless.
Always is another word I fucking miss
always?
All the time. Always. The fuck,
you put two L's in it, right?
Two L's.
Yeah,
all the time.
Too. I do that.
For years I was doing
it. I still do it.
That's probably why I didn't get into a good college.
I know I'm doing it.
Wait,
too,
here we go. Here's
it.
Wikipedia on irregardless.
Irregardless. What does
irregardless
it mean?
Is a term that has caused controversy since it first appeared in the early 20th century. It is generally listed in dictionaries as, quote, non-standard.
Then get rid of it. Why is it? If there's no debate about it, get rid of it.
You don't take a word like regardless, add two letters to it, and make it another word. Especially when it means the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
There's more. Wait. The origin of irregardless is not known for certain, but the consensus among references is that it is a blend of irrespective and regardless, both of which are commonly accepted standard English words. By blending these words, an illogical word is created. Since the prefix IR means not, and the suffix less means without, irregardless is a double negative. However, such double negatives are already found in the language, but, you know, so irregardless is primarily found in North America, most notably in Boston and surrounding areas, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, and was first acknowledged in 1912. Wow. And it was originating, dialect dictionary originating in Indiana. Barely a decade old, the usage dispute over irregardless was such that.
While we're on the subject of language,
yeah, go fuck yourself.
I have to give credit to the rappers,
yeah,
for creating words as often as they that wind up actually becoming in the like bling bling is in the goddamn dictionary.
No, yeah. No, but the new rappers, the latest rappers have created the new language of spoken short word. Fucking assholes.
But and what kills me is I think I have a theory. Is that and this should is that they don't want white people talking like them. So once white people start saying bling bling,
exactly,
and things like that, they have to change it.
It's jump the shark.
It's code words,
right?
It's code words. Like I think it's always been that way. You know
who started the JJ? I heard that
Oprah.
The other day on MTV.
Oh my god,
Oprah!
That fucking shit annoys the crap out of me,
dude.
JJ.
I got a funny thing about that term, man. I was at the bar. I was at the latest fucking Naked Jedi gig, and I was talking to Heidi, and I was like, "Yeah, you know what? I started calling fucking the vagina, vajayjay. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna call it." And I thought it was like a word that I just came up with myself.
There's no J in it, though.
I turn on the fucking View the next day, they're having a discussion
using
about
the
it.
Word.
And I'm like, holy Christ, I'm using a word that fucking cackling hens
you. If you said Vajiji, I could understand that, but Vajayjay makes no sense.
So Oprah started that? Is that what the rumor is?
I think so.
I want to look that up on Wikipedia, Vajayjay.
Yeah, she did. I remember. I watched a fucking... I do watch fucking Oprah every once in a while. And I saw some episode terrible. Where she's fucking swinging on some rope, and she's going, my Vajaja's getting fucking... No.
You might want to put that in some context.
Yeah. Wait, she was
Oprah's swinging from a rope.
She was doing some...
Consequently, it's the last episode of Oprah that's ever been made.
She was doing some aerobics or something. I don't know. She was swinging on a rope.
Yeah.
For some reason, in the desert. And, you know, it was, like, tied around her hips or whatever, and the rope was pulling up her pants, and it was giving her, like, a camel toe.
Yeah.
And she's going. She's calling her vagina the vajaja, vajayjay, whatever the hell it was.
What like is
that.
This? There's a video. Hold on. Yeah. Oprah's vajayjay. Hold on.
Oprah's vajayjay. For those who watch the soup. Oprah's vajayjay.
Say, Oprah, how's your vajayjay?
But my vajayjay is painin'.
Oh. Talk Soup.
This has been Oprah's Vajayjay.
You say that as if it's not a legitimate show.
By the way, Talk Soup is the fucking greatest show.
And that's still going. The fucking writer's strike is going on, and they're still having new episodes. Yeah. God bless them.
Good for them. I like Talk. I was watching it yesterday. Yeah.
They don't need writers, man. They just pick the shit out of fucking TV and make fun of it. It's awesome. I love that fucking show.
It makes, yeah.
Which, by the way, guy's really funny. That he's the best host. What's the host's name?
Joel McHale.
Joel McHale. He's he's the funniest one they've had for that show.
Because he's just like, he really gets the, I don't know. Like, his timing is good, and he's also very self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good stuff.
I just saw one the other day, and it's not going to come across great, but the joke was one of the Kardashian sisters was talking, and she was making completely no sense. It was just...
Really? They talk?
Complete rambles?
Yeah.
And then it cuts to him, and he's like, and I don't know which Kardashian I am. You know, like, it's like so many of them.
Yeah, which one am I?
Which one am I? That was the exact line. Which one am I? It's just perfect the way he did it. Because you're just rambling about nothing.
Yeah.
Good show. It's good fucking show.
Talk Soup's a good show. Getting back to the English language discussion.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
You know what I would do if I were to rewrite it?
I would get rid
of synonyms.
Whoa, synonym. Slow down.
There would be one word for one meaning. Synonyms are gone. Out.
Yeah, but how would you sound? How would someone attempt to sound smart?
Fuck smart. Hello, who's
this?
What's up,
guys?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mikey from New York.
Hey, Mike, what do you got for the radio program?
What'd you say, bud?
What do you got for the radio program?
Oh, I'd just like to say that MyGod.com hangs niggers. White power, kill niggers.
What?
All right.
All right. Congratulations, sir. You got that out.
Wow.
Was that Tony? Is that Pat's one friend?
Wow.
Man.
Was that Tony V?
No, I don't think so.
He's clapping.
Tony, was that you, Tony?
I don't know.
Please. Like, Tony, it was you?
Oh, you bastard.
Tony. Tony ruined the show. Kat right now is smiling somewhere. Mike from New York.
Mike from New York.
Hey, guys, first time, long time.
Aim for the six.
Back after this, Beningo with the flesh. Hey, come on. Why we have to get racial? We were talking about the English language.
Yeah.
Compensate.
Synonyms were gone.
So what? Like,
synonyms gone?
Yeah.
How about no more, what's it called? No more rhyming, first of all. I'm tired. I hate rhyming.
Rhyming?
I fucking hate it.
Okay. Well, you know? Rap is gone then.
Okay.
Wait. You can't do that.
You can't get rid of hip hop.
You know what? It's not so much that. It's like click it or ticket. You booze it or lose it. Shit like that.
Oh,
that needs to go.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I'm out with that. What about you, Rocket? What do you want to do?
If you were to rewrite the English language, Rock, what would you get rid of?
No more onomatopoeias.
I said synonyms gone.
I get rid of the fucking letter Z. Totally pointless. So we got another call. Caller,
who's this?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What's up, Chris? What do you got for the radio program?
I like to make love.
Good. I love it, man.
What girl wants to give oral sex when a man isn't shaved?
Let me answer that question. What girl wants to give oral sex when a man isn't shaved? I would say a hooah.
Hey. He tells the girl that he has a very large penis.
Uh-huh. What are you getting at, Chris?
Did you bring condoms?
I got one in my car.
Would you let me lick you everywhere? I like pie.
Wait, hold on. We got battling Chris Hansen's going on here.
Do you masturbate? That's terribly sexy.
Listening to himself.
Yeah. Chris is listening to himself. Chris, turn on your radio.
Turn on your radio, Chris.
Radio 101, douchebag. You work for MSNBC. You should figure this shit out.
Radio 101.
All right.
All right.
All right. That was
thank you, Chris. Oh, wait. Tony Chang, he said that really wasn't me. So, oh, man. So it was really Mike from New York.
Way to go, Mike. Mike the racist from New York.
So now Pat has two fans.
Mm-hmm. So synonyms, the letter Z, and rhyming.
Why Z?
Oh, wait, another caller. Hold
why
on.
Z? X.
Oh, now everyone's calling in.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Who's this?
This is my guy, CJ. This is Mike.
Turn what's down up, your guys?
Radio. Dude, turn what down is? Your radio.
My powerhouse, CJ!
Y'all,
nigga!
Right.
All right.
Same guy. Okay. All right, no just, more unknown numbers.
No more U's after Q's. That rule is gone. Because that is a bullshit rule. Why create a letter that always has to have the exact same letter after it every time? Wouldn't that be implied then?
Right. Say that again. What rule is that?
No U's after Q's.
Yeah, no more U's after Q's. Q automatically, you know what it means.
Q, all right, Q, all right.
So you can spell queen, Q-E-E-N.
Mm-hmm. Q-E-E-N, I like that. I like that.
Here's a normal number. Hold on.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. Is this the weird thing?
No, it's the pizza joint. What do you got?
What do you need?
Sorry?
What? It's Lunatic Radio. What's going on? What do you got?
Yes.
All right, your phone stinks. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Cell phone stunk.
Call back later. Sorry. In a better cell.
Yeah, call. There you go. Look at that. We can actually say that.
Calling from his mother's vagina.
But JJ, come on.
All right.
Faggoty word.
What's going on there?
JJ.
Shitty phone. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Keep the phone lines open because I like hearing from the people. We'll do the drunk calls, everybody.
I want to hear from you for JJ.
And we'll do some other stuff right after this. More lunaticradio.com show.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Do you want to hear a giant slalom skier take a gate to the crotch at 80 miles an hour?
I'd love to!
This is more audio. This is kind of fun. Listen closely, though.
Audio funness.
Listen closely. Okay, I believe this is in France or something.
Now it's the Frenchman Yannick Bertrand. Through the S-turn. Yannick Bertrand. And you could feel it. Wow. Watch this again.
No! Oh, the Frenchman.
Oh, monsieur. Wow. The boys took a beating on that one. That guy needs a hug. Those are the moments that change your life if you're a man. I tell you what.
Stop. It's not real.
No, it's totally real.
What?
I watched the video.
This is the worst.
Dude, the guys, you know the giant slalom, they do like that. You know, doing like 80 miles an hour down the hill, right? And he came around a turn, and the guy went straight, legs into a gate. You know, the gates where they hit him and they knocked down.
Yeah.
But he took the pole right to the crotch at 80 miles an hour.
I mean, they don't wear cups at all. I guess they would slow him down, maybe.
I guess. Yeah. Here
that's
it is.
A gay sport as it is.
Listen closely.
Is bad.
Drawn and you could hear it. And if you're a man, you could feel it. Wow. Watch this again.
Here it comes. Wait.
They did a replay.
Oh, the Frenchman.
His nuts.
Oh, monsieur.
What is that?
That is awesome.
What is that?
He's a hug.
Just monsieur.
The moments that change your life if you're a man, I tell you what.
Can we add that to the soundboard? Oh, monsieur.
Monsieur. Those balls.
That is awful commentary. I think that's as bad as the guy actually getting hit in the balls.
Oh, monsieur. There's a guy who takes a fucking pole to the nuts 80 miles an hour and just gets hammered by the broadcasters about it. What an ass. That sucks.
This is Ray from Richmond. I'm Blast. I'm hammered. And I am LunaticRadio.com.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace. So if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/lunaticradio. That's MySpace.com/lunaticradio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/lunaticradio.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
What up? Sunday night, lunaticradio.com show, chilling out. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com.
Tonight. Very exciting. On
hey, welcome
night.
To all the new listeners checking out the .com show. Broadcasting from New York. Cold, balmy, what, 39 probably?
Sure, we'll give it that.
Oh, fuck yourselves. Cold weather, I love it. Kieran Rock in studio. Josh Gogan joining us. Cringe Humor Awards, December 16th. Everybody remember that date. Log on to cringehumorshow.com for all the information on the Cringe Humor Show Awards. Should be a good time. Patrice O'Neill, Jim Norton. A bunch of other top-of-the-line comedians going to be hanging out at the Comics in Manhattan, comicsny.com. Great venue. Rock and I will be broadcasting along with Josh Gogan starting at 6 p.m. that night, and the Cringe Humor Awards show starts at 8 p.m. And should be a good time. So please come out and join us at the Cringe Humor Awards December 16th at Comics. We are trying to figure out the English language on the show today. Now, we know that, well, we all went to college, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Both of you graduated, you graduated.
Mine doesn't count.
I quit with 9 credits. I quit with...
Gave up on that old gym class?
Credits, man. What's that, like a month and a half of classes?
It's, you know, none of them. They're all scattered, whatever. I have like 160 credits in college. I have no degree, but I suck dick.
Yeah, it doesn't
I really
matter.
Do. But we're trying to figure out the English language. We came up with some new rules, right? I said, let's get rid of synonyms,
mm-hmm.
right? Just have one word for one meaning. That don't works. Have 1,000 words for same meaning. Fuck
right.
it.
Although there are some words that have the same meaning, but they're different degrees.
Nah, fuck it.
Okay.
Bear with it. You know what? Hey, say it with the right tone. Context. That's all when right. context comes into play. Rocket said, "Get rid of the."
I'm changing from the Z. I want conversate to be a word. It should be a fucking word. Conversate. It's the act of having a conversation.
We're trying to get rid of all the garbage.
Shut up.
We don't want to add more garbage to the English language. We're trying to get
garbage.
We're not adding words, Rock.
Especially stupid words.
Plus, your initial rule was stupid anyway. Let's get rid of the word.
You want to get rid of synonyms? Give me a synonym, Karen.
At least that's...
Mr. Oh, I'm going to be all smart and shit going to West Virginia.
Rocket? What? Cocksucker is a synonym for Rocket.
Such a dick. So you cut out half the language just because... Because synonyms are a
make
bunch
it simple.
Of words.
Simplize it.
The only problem is that if you're writing something and you want to say the same thing, you need synonyms so you don't sound like a repetitive shithead.
Right. But fuck it. Let's have everybody sound like shitheads.
All right.
See, look, everyone's starting to agree with me. Conversate is a word.
Don't you hate that motherfucker?
Thank you.
Don't you hate that motherfucker that just breaks out some, like, 8-syllable word?
Oh, yeah.
Thinking you know the meaning of it at some point. Just to make himself look smarter.
Gotta start figuring out from the context what he's trying to say.
Yeah. And even though he might know the fucking meaning of the word, whatever word it is, and you're just like, well, why? You know me. Why are you speaking to me like that? Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes. Who is this? What do you got for the radio program?
This is Connecticut J.
Hey! All right. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. That was a gay.
Thanks, Adam. I feel it.
Okay.
Feel the love.
So what's going on, Connecticut J?
Well, you can call me Orlando J.
Orlando J.
That doesn't have the same
ring. I've relocated.
OJ.
The OJ.
And I was randomly fucking around, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go check out the show, see how the boys are doing.
Yeah, man.
And I get on this Ustream thing, and there's not even any video cameras, so I'm all fucking pissed about that. But then I found out that Cringe Humor still at least supports Stickham, so I could still see ugly people like Tony and fucking Absent and all those guys sitting there, and some new black guy with glasses on at night.
He's not a new black guy. I'm sure he's been around for a while.
We get one, like, minority listener, and we're all jumping on like, hey, look at that guy.
When black guys are born, they don't come out wearing sunglasses and a button-down.
They should, though. That'd be awesome. CJ, we're losing you.
Do you have phone hookup in Orlando?
Oh, it's great hearing from Jay, though.
Wow, you moved,
Jay.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm. All right, should I give the unknown caller one more try, or should we just not accept unknown numbers?
How long do you think it will take him to say the N-word?
2 seconds.
2 seconds?
Here we go.
All right, go ahead, caller.
This is C-Jizzle and the Hizzle, motherfuckers. What's going down?
C-Jizzle?
C-Jizzle, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, what do you got for the show?
I got white power, thank you, my god.com, niggas!
Whoa!
He
turned into a wacky radio bit.
Wow, all right, enough of that. No more unknown number.
Brock, did you buy into that? I knew it was that guy.
So I'm not good at this yet.
I knew it was the guy. It's the same voice. I'm just waiting for him to say the white power, white power.
Jeez.
All right, you want to do some drunk calls?
Oh, we're at that time of the show already?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. We'll still take your live calls from the chat room if you want to call into the radio program. But we want to play the drunk calls from the crazy people over the week.
I think this is Jay again.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Connecticut Jay again. Did you cut me off on purpose?
No, dude. Your fucking phone was flipping out. But yeah, you sound a lot better.
Yeah, your phone crapped out. What's going on, Jay?
Ah, well, hey, dude, you know, I was just, you know, giving everybody an update and kind of also a little heartfelt apology on my part for kind of blowing everybody off. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have missed me. I know I'm so cool, but...
I missed you, Jay.
I miss you too, Adam. I do. I miss karaoke jamming with you, buddy.
That's right.
That's right. So how's things going with the show, fellas? I have honestly not been keeping up with it as much as I should be. I do catch an episode here or there when I got some free time, but...
Well, Rocket came out.
What?
Rocket is full-blown gay.
He confided to me, that night when we were singing karaoke. It was, I felt a small palm on my ass. I looked over, he winked.
What did this
I kind of figured it out then, but I kept it quiet, so I didn't want to... below the cover on that, but there you go. He's out. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We found out that Josh has committed murder in 3 states.
I knew that's why he was looking all weird when he's at Pam's house.
It's a big guess, though, as to which 3.
He gets freaked out in crowds, doesn't he? He wants to stab.
He wants to stab people.
That's all right. What about you, Karen?
I tried sucking my own dick the other night, and it didn't work out too well.
You just gave yourself a neck cramp.
You got to take the 2 bottom ribs out like Marilyn Manson. That's the only way you can do it.
Here's something I
tried too, dude.
Maybe you're not like me. I used to be a distance guy, you know, with the,
right,
with the Jag.
The
I used to have some distance with it. Now not so much, but still I wind up surprised at where my load ends up sometimes.
Like you shoot curveballs and stuff.
No, I was like, well, how did it wind up in the back of my seat?
The back of your seat.
Yeah,
so
like how did it get over there?
Did you have some kind of like slide system that it like shoots up a chute and shoots around behind you? Because that sounds impossible, dude.
No, that's what I'm wondering. It's like it just like after when you clean it up and looking around, like what the hell? Why is it there?
Also, I mean, you know, on an off-wall question, I mean, couldn't there be better places to put that besides the back of your seat? I mean, you are married, right?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't change the fact that every now and then you gotta, you know, take care of it on yourself.
You gotta
let yourself know that you still care.
Yeah, give yourself a little top to bottom before you get into it. I feel you on that, man. So, cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to put forth that much effort. So it's just...
Nice. So what's coming up for you guys? Coming up, anything big, dude? You guys doing anything fun that I should come out to?
Well, we're doing nice plug. Nice segue to a plug. Cringe Humor Awards on December 16th. We are broadcasting from Comics in Manhattan, CJ. And,
okay, well, I'll try to make it.
Yeah, you're in Orlando.
It's
a little bit more
of a drive this time. I could tell you about my drive, but I don't know if you guys want to suffer through that in gory detail. It was actually pretty funny. 22 hours on the road, stoned with my best friend. It was
CJ does nothing unless he's stoned.
Yeah, it's true, dude. I'm stoned right now. So, I mean, you can't really take that away. You know, it's just there all the time. I think I wake up and smoke a joint. So, you know, it's just what I got to do.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, CJ.
Can I say something to a couple listeners real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to apologize to a couple people out in California and Washington that I kind of burn a bridge with and I haven't talked to. They know who they are.
Fucking idiot.
Name. And, you know, I've been kind of distant. And I also like to apologize to my
fucking
homeboy
idiot.
In the chat right now. Because I totally on my left. So I was in such a whirlwind of shit at the time. So big sorry to those guys. I'll be around. I don't know if I'm going to be one of those constant, you know, webcamming crazy guys like they used to, but I'm definitely still part of the show, man. So
there are also many, many other people who just love my dick.
All right. Quiet, awkward silence.
No, man, it's cool. It's cool, man. It's all good.
All right. Well, hey, guys. I'll probably be listening to the show as a different person here. I haven't remembered all my shit to log on, so I got to go find that. But you guys take care. I'll be in touch.
All right.
See
you,
man.
Take care.
Good hearing from you, buddy.
God bless. All right, guys. See you.
Take care.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
What was that?
Well, it was nice hearing from Jay. It's been a while. He's a good guy. Jay.
Loves to talk. Loves the talk. All right.
He needs his own show. Oh, you got another call.
Oh, God.
I know.
Is this the same guy?
No, it's not. I'm not taking the unknown call anymore.
All right. Hello. Who's
What's
this?
Am I on live?
You're on live, sir. Who's this?
No, you're on 2 days ago. What do you got?
This is Jason.
Jason?
Congratulations. You figured out how to use the phone.
What I'd like to kill every nigger in your room right now. Why?
All right. Forget it. You know what?
Asshole.
So retarded. Why does everyone just gotta do that?
Whatever.
It's annoying.
KKK's gotta promote somehow. Alright, Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. It's when people go out and get hammered and call our show and leave us stupid rambling messages. Alright, so here we go. Here's the first one. It's from Billy the Cock.
Hack.
Hi, this is Billy the Cock Taster. I'm really drunk right now and looking for some cocks to taste.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you guys have cocks or what?
Aaron, can you hook them up?
I love it. And, by the way, if you call me back, I'd really appreciate it because I want to spit your gargly cum.
Josh, I didn't know you called the line. Congratulations.
Well, you know, it's the drunk call hotline, and you get a few in you.
It's happened.
You get a little frisky.
You let go.
Yeah, C from CO.
Lunatic Radio, Silver Call Hotline. C from CO, giving me a call. Just wanted to tell you a little Soldier Boy story. So I went to a party. I was back home. I'm from Wisconsin. Went to a party up in Madison, University of Wisconsin style.
Mm-hmm.
And,
State Street.
It was like a bunch of like freshmen and sophomore in college. And I myself am a senior. I look down on those people, especially after having gone to this party. And they play fucking Soulja Boy, of course, and I just kind of start laughing and say how much this song is fucking stupid and how much I hate it. And literally every fucking person in the party besides, like, maybe me and two other people start doing the fucking dance, that lame-ass Soulja Boy, Superman, that hoe, that fucking lame dance, piece of shit. It just really put things into perspective for me of the difference between a freshman or sophomore in college and a senior in college.
Rap music.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know how fucking stupid I thought that was. And, buckle up.
Nice.
Asshole.
Buckle up.
There really is no standards anymore with the music, is there?
No, not at all. Soldier Boy, that song is written in shorthand. Unbelievable, that fucking song. I don't know what the hell kids are thinking. And by the way, if Don Imus, I was telling this to Rock before the show, Don Imus got kicked off the air. His career was ended because he said the word hoe on fucking
radio.
On radio. And I was watching Ellen DeGeneres the other day. They bring out Soulja Boy, and they're dancing to the song Soulja Boy, and he's talking about Supermaning hoes. Supermaning hoes. And I know this is hacky, but I know he's not talking about the garden tool. He's talking about pretty much batching a load on some chick's face.
Right.
Well, or digging her out, or fucking her, or
I think the difference
selling
is
her out,
is
that, whatever he's doing.
Well, it's when it's set to music, for some reason, it becomes acceptable.
Yeah.
Like that fucking song from Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Shocker.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the dude's fucking around on his chick, and, like, girls are on the floor dancing to that. Like, do you not?
Yeah, I cheated on you. Oh, this is a great song.
Yeah, if you want to cheat on your chick, just come, write, people write don't a listen. Good song about it.
They don't listen anymore.
No.
It's got a good hook.
It's either they don't listen or they just can't figure out what the hell the kid's saying. And pretty much, that Soulja Boy song, I don't know what he's saying in that song. He's not speaking.
That hoe. He says that hoe about 30 times.
He's not speaking a language. I don't know what language he's speaking.
Ebonic.
Superman. It's not even Ebonics, dude.
Ho.
At least Ebonics had this. It's just sounds. The song is full of sounds.
This is one of those times.
Not words.
I want to get to the point where I have my own college lab group that studies whatever I want them to study.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to listen to that song for a week. And, like, you take a test first, listen to that song for a week,
mm-hmm.
and then take the test again and see if it does make you dumber.
I think it would, dude.
Because that's one of those cases where I think it actually would make you dumber. And I mean, because there's nothing to it.
No.
You know?
The only thing, that song has a dance, I guess, right? There's a dance to it.
Yeah.
That's what made the song, right?
Yeah. From what I understand. I didn't know that. I just thought it was some dumb song, and my brother goes, no, there's a dance. It's better than that cha-cha-cha song. I'm like, yeah, okay, I see your point.
Cha-cha-cha.
No, you know that song, no. To the left, to the left,
oh.
To the right? They played it at weddings.
The Electric Slide.
No.
Oh. No?
No, I forget the
But that's what it is. The Soulja Boy song is the Electric Slide, just a little hipper and ghetto.
Wait a minute, we did that. That song you're talking about, we did that at a fucking Fat Kev's wedding.
The Electric Slide?
No, that to the left shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking retarded.
Everybody does it, too, because there's a dance to it.
Yeah.
It's not about the music. It's about if you have, like, a dance or...
Soulja Boy's the achy breaky of hip-hop.
Play the beginning of Crank That.
What?
I don't know. I don't have it over here. Rock, do you have that Crank
That?
Why would I have Crank That? Maybe on YouTube, right? Maybe.
Yeah, see if you can bring up the Soulja Boy.
These two same numbers keep calling.
See, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, we should be able to write a rap song then.
Right.
But anybody should be able to write a rap song.
But it won't be good because we actually write in full words.
No, don't do that. Like, go out of your way to make it as unintelligible and fucking nonsensical as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just, hello, mo.
Here
I bet you can get away with just an unintelligible rap song.
I think
here
it is.
Make it.
Yo!
Here it is.
Soulja Boy, what's up?
Tell him what?
Soulja Boy.
This is a fucking video of some kids dancing. The dance.
Yeah, find the real song.
Some fucking dude just dancing. There's another video of kids dancing.
Yeah, this is when I take the SATs.
And kids are videotaping themselves dancing to that bullshit.
Let's see.
Oh, read a book.
Half of YouTube is people just dancing.
Jack the porno.
Look at me dance. Look at me dance.
Let's see if this is it.
There's like a race war going on in the stick can chat room.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Tony B in the
and it's funny because the black guy on the white side.
Let's not have that.
Here is no, it's not a race war.
I want you. I want you.
Is this a song?
Yeah, it's the actual song, and it's great how they started. They have these little kids.
What the heck is that
doing? It and it's all the song's all about fucking you.
Happen shit.
Soulja Boy, tell.
Tell him what.
I got the new damn for y'all. You call the Soulja Boy.
What?
Tell you what, I'll tell him.
Crank back three times from left to right.
Enunciate, you dope.
Soulja Boy, baby. Oh.
I think he's what
you saying the same seven words.
Yeah, I think what he says now why me, but what he means is now watch me dance, pretty much.
You know what? You know what?
Rationalize in the chat room. How did Soulja Boy get money to produce that album? They could have pulled any black
guy. Let's see. Here we go.
Yeah, well, probably.
Oh, this lyric site couldn't even do it. Let's see. I got this new dance for y'all called the Soulja Boy. Mm-hmm. You got a punch, then crack back three times from left to right. Soulja Boy up in this hoe. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that Soulja Boy. Then Superman that hoe. Now watch me you. Now watch me you.
Wait. Is it actually the word you?
You.
Is it
as in you.
Like the letter U or Y-O-U?
Let's see. Soulja Boy up in this hoe. Watch me lean and watch me rock. Superman that hoe. Then watch me crank that RoboCop.
I'd have...
No!
Super fresh. Now watch me jock. Jocking on those haters, man. When I do that Soulja Boy, I lean to the left and crank that thing. I'm jocking on your bitch ass. And if we get to fighting, then I'm cocking on your bitch ass.
It happens.
And they're dancing to this on the Ellen DeGeneres
you
show.
You catch me at your local party. Yes, I crank it every day. Haters get mad because I got me some bathing apes.
Hypocrisy.
Some bathing apes? What the fuck does that mean?
Tony B, I think, has got the explanation of Superman. A Superman is when you come on a chick's back and then throw a sheet on her so it looks like a cape.
If that's the case, that's a funny fucking
that's
line.
Fucking awesome.
Wow.
Here is Josh McClammer doing the drunk calls, too.
Pen to paper for that.
Yo, this is Josh McClammer from South Portland, Maine. I've been playing beer pong all night, and I'm about 6-1 for the night now. But this call is officially for Rocket, because Rocket, about a month and a half ago, you asked for more calls like this.
That's right.
That was for you, Rocket. And you know what? If you're not down with the LR, you could just go and fuck yourself.
Wow, jeez.
Peace. I'm out of here.
All right, Rocky's doing drugs. That's what he's referring to.
Wow.
More guys calling the hotline doing drugs.
Doing lines?
Soulja Boy.
You ever listen to the song Tip Drill? We're like on this with like wacky, like, stupid songs. But the one song I liked, and I talked about this way back in the day, was a song by Nelly, Tip Drill. You ever hear it?
Tip Drill, Nelly, no.
You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
Tell me your thoughts.
By the way, Rich Mahogany, check it in. This is Soulja Boy's theme song for the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Actually, I have the video. Let me rewind it.
Yeah, they shouted what my name is.
Tip Drill?
Yeah, by Nelly. Is
that Nelly?
No, it's like
going down like that.
Dude's like totally drugged out. That's how the video starts.
And the indictment, married, or got something to lose. Because I'm coming in with the camera. Let's go.
Yo, this is for my nigga, DJ 618.
It always is.
Oh.
This is the greatest video. Check it
out.
This chick's like basically wearing nothing, just getting naked.
All right.
You see, like a whole bunch of black vagina, which is fantastic.
I know they look like young girls, but these are really young girls.
That's like the only type of like, I don't know if it falls under this genre as fucking Soulja Boy, but. You're fucking find that video, man. It's awesome.
Tip Drill, Rockets recommending it to
black
everybody.
Black asses galore.
Mm-hmm. Here is Josh McClaren again.
Yo, this is Josh one more time. Just saying, yo, Karen, you should be excited because WVU is going to the title game because they whooped up on Connecticut tonight. So I'm sure you'd be hooping and hollering up on a Sunday night.
West Virginia Mountaineers just need to win one more game versus Pittsburgh, and they're heading to the national title. I love it. National championship game, West Virginia Mountaineers. Go Pat White, Steve Slayton, Darius Raynaud, and Noel Devine, by the way. Noel Devine, look out, people. He's Lightning. Lightning with 2 feet. Yeah, I just heard myself. Here's El Chupacabra.
Hey, guys. What's up, LR? This is El Chupacabra. Fucking tuning in to you guys. Fucking drunk off a fucking Saturday, Friday night. Yeah, man. I mean, I just want to let you guys know. I mean, what do you guys think? What's your guys' opinions about the Dolphins and the Patriots? I mean, 0-16 and 16-0. You guys think the Pats are going to make it 16-0, beat the 1972 Dolphins record? Or you guys think the fucking Dolphins are going to go 0-16? Or are they really going to fucking break the game and go 1-15, 2-14, or whatever? To let you guys know, even though how pathetic it might sound, Dolphins are my team. They've been my team since the third fucking grade. I mean, Dan Marino, fucking Jay Fiedler, all the fucking way, baby. OJ McDuffie, whatever. Fuck the Patriots. I don't give a shit about them. They got caught cheating. You know what? Yeah, they're doing good, but who the fuck cares? That's not my team. You guys might care. Whatever. New England, whatever. That's my team, and that's all I gotta say. I'm going to go fucking Monday Night Football, fucking rooting for the Dolphins, Steelers, baby. Fuck yeah, they're going to fucking rust the shit out of
you'll
the
name
fucking
every
Steelers.
Team.
Hey, he's drunk. People don't know to hang
it
up.
It doesn't fucking matter what I think, I guess. But.
Mm-hmm. Right. There we go. It's El Chupacabra. Everybody's wondering, are the Patriots going to go 16-0 or are the Dolphins going to go 0-16? Has any team ever gone defeated in the NFL? Meaning 0-16. I don't know. Patriots go 16-0. Good luck. Have fun with that. Don't care. NFL. I don't care about the NFL. I'd rather see a team go 0-16. That's fun. Because, you know, those players on those teams can say, yeah, we just pretty much took the year off. We didn't win a game. People remember that.
Yeah.
0-16.
And people will probably root for the underdog.
Giants will beat them. Giants got the Patsies.
The underdog.
Here is Kalen Chase, everybody.
Oh.
Hello, this is Kalen Chase, percussionist, background singer, and punching bag of the band Korn. And I was referred to you by Zach. And I'm going to tell you something. These drunk hotlines are exploiting people who drink a lot and make mistakes. So the next time you want to make fun of me, you can come to my house and to my bunk bed. You get the top bunk, but there's no bed on it. You have to look down on the grates and stare at me while I do what I do, if you know what I mean, if you know what I mean.
That was Kalen Chase. He plays for the band Korn.
I kind of like that call, too. That was a good one. In and out, and
are you serious?
A little bit of something there.
Korn.
He really does.
Yes.
I didn't know.
Here's Rich Mahogany.
You just got a priest through that. It's Korn.
Fucking Tom. I'm not drunk, but this is Rich Mahogany. And I assure you that that dude that just called the drunk call hotline from my phone is legit. He referred to himself as an F-list celebrity. That is in fact the percussionist and whatnot from the band Korn. And I just met him and it was a blast. And he's got his own band coming out called The Changing, thechanging.com. So check him out. I'm Rich Mahogany. That's the celebrity drunk call. Legit this time for you guys. And I am lunaticradio.com.
Love Rich. Always got to get something in there.
So that was a celebrity drunk call, everybody. Wow. We're looking for the celebrity drunk calls. And that was Rich Mahogany's. Was
decent one.
So this guy never met him before. And he figures, hey, let me get him to call the drunk call hotline.
Yeah.
That's a team player right there, Rich.
Shout out to Rich Mahogany.
Shout out to Rich.
Got one of the guys from Korn to call in. That was pretty cool. Here is Nikki Reed.
Hey, what's up? This is Nikki Reed from Portland calling in for the Drunk Call Hotline. It's Bruiser.
I'm Bruiser. I'm the living embodiment of Dianetics.
What the fuck was... Oh, that's the new bit now. Everyone calling up to be someone else.
Yeah, right.
I miss Matt Damon when he called.
Well, maybe that guy's name is Nikki Reed.
It could be, yeah. Like
the Nikki Reed we know is the hottest college radio DJ in America, broadcasting at a Monmouth University
in
New Jersey. She is a hot piece of ass, too.
Oh, my God. That's damn
funny. Nikki Reed. Whatever happened to her? She still did the radio show?
Give her a holler, dude. Call her up. Call up the...
This is a girl we had on the show, how many years ago? Two?
Yeah.
Was that long ago?
Sure, remember us?
Here is Penny Flatcock.
Oh, about time.
Yeah, this is little Penny Flatcock. Just got off the bus right now. I'm on 1st and 6th. I don't know which way I'm going, but my balls sure hurt. Anyway, I just got done drinking a 6-pack of Miller Lite, and I'm looking at some big monkey, and he wants to jam his cock in my face. Should I suck it? Nah, I don't think so. I like vanilla cock. So anyway, like I said, man, I just got done drinking a 6-pack of Miller Lite, standing on the corner here. There's these bitches with small titties. I don't know what I should do. Should I shave their bush? Shave their bush? Shave their bush. So we're going to shave their bushes. Call me back.
All right.
Which is actually funny. Penny Flatstock is at the corner of Cleveland and Subaru. There's an old reference.
Oh, wait. Coach Rich Rodriguez for the West Virginia Mountaineers called in.
No way.
Yeah.
About time.
Unbelievable.
Hey, this is Rich Rodriguez of the West Virginia Mountaineers. Coach, when I'm not beating niggers on the field, I listen to your
what
show.
Is going
on? LunaticRadio.com.
All right, no, you can't do that. See what Patrick started? Mm-hmm. This is so fucking bad.
Well, you know what, though? At least you're building an audience, you know?
I know, but it's not the type of audience right I really,
audience,
really want.
But you build an audience.
All you racists, go away.
You know what Patrick's doing? This is like the scene from fucking Stand By Me where the fucking the lard-ass kid like gets all the people to get like all gets sick and start puking, and he sits back with his hands full and just smiling. Right now, that's Pat right now. He's just creating this ugly monster.
What's going on? I'm going to Google nigger and see what pops up, and it's Lunatic Radio. And ow,
he's
man.
Just loving this. And the same fucking...
can we just say this? We don't mind the racial humor.
Right.
We're not racist on this
absolutely
radio show
not.
By any means.
Exactly.
Love the black guys. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not like blowing people.
I'd have sex with many black women.
Yeah, I mean, the black guys are cool with us. You know,
nice
we don't,
guys. We
like
love
everybody.
Ray Ray. One of our favorite listeners of all time is Ray Ray.
The
all
best right. drunk caller we have is a guy named Ray Ray out of Virginia. He's a black guy, and he's funny as hell, dude. We are not racist, but we have... listeners that are
racist. How about this? If you're going to be racist, be funny about it.
Yeah, be funny about it. Let's just be hurtful.
Yeah, drop it in bomb.
But that was funny. I mean, Coach Rich Rodriguez. Come on.
Some dude keeps on calling. I'm not picking up the phone. It's just the same nonsense call.
Well, here is some dude on the drunk call hotline.
Fucking drunk. Head over to this chick's house. Gonna give her the dick in her life. Dallas, Texas, baby. And I am Lunatics Radio.
Holla!
Some dude in
here's a,
Dallas
here's a different
getting
number.
Laid.
Let's see who this is.
Congratulations.
Calla!
Hello,
who
who's this?
Anything?
Going once, going twice.
No, they
Calla.
Hung up. They gave up. They gave up. We scared them away. They're punching out.
Man, he's chemistry checking in. Kieran is using my best friend's black line. Yes.
Best friend is black.
I have friends that are black. I'm not racist.
Let's try this one more time. Hello, who is this?
This is Mike White Tyler.
All right.
All right.
They literally have like two or three different... it's so annoying.
Does Mike need some sort of power somewhere?
Mike needs to fucking get... like a hobby.
Yeah, unbelievable. That fad is gone. The white power fad.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to it, really. It kind of lost. It did lose traction.
Those guys.
I mean, yeah, you know, when did it hit its peak? When Geraldo was on doing his stupid show?
I guess. It was like every. I don't get racial people. Why are you racist?
I'm going to start banning. Can I start banning people from the chat room that I just feel like are not doing anything good?
I kind of understand some people because, you know, maybe they had bad experiences with, but, you know, overall, like if you live somewhere where there aren't really even black people,
mm-hmm.
there's really no, you haven't built up a reason to not like them.
Well, racist in general, whether you're black, white, Asian, whatever you are, if you're a racist, you're dope. Pretty much, how can you hate somebody for their ethnicity or the color of their skin or whatever? It's just dumb. Shut up. Go away.
I'm prejudiced against culture.
We all bleed red, man.
I'm prejudiced against different types of, like, you know, like if someone's dressed a certain way, then I'm going to go like, ugh, I don't really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, I don't know. It's weird. It's, I don't. There needs to be some guidelines, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to not like this, but to like this.
White power guys are comedy weaklings.
Who wrote
from
that?
The sarcastic prick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand why people are racist. I can understand racial humor because I actually find it enjoyable. I think it's fun to it's funny.
I really
you know what I mean. I don't use it a lot, but I think it's funny to make fun of the differences between people. But don't take it seriously.
I was in a bar when where was I? I think maybe in Indiana or Ohio, and after the show, me and the hot bartender were talking. And she just starts throwing racial jokes at me. And it's like, I can't let that go by without, you know, trying to top it.
Right.
And she fucking hit me with, like, stuff I've never heard before. I'm like, good God.
Yeah.
She's a pro.
Yeah.
You know, but in situations, you know, there's certain situations where it's you know, who am I kidding? I think it's hysterical. But, you know, I'm not going to, I don't take the jokes. Because I don't laugh at the jokes because I don't like a certain race or whatever. I laugh at them because they're
just,
funny.
In general, they're funny.
Yeah, they're funny. And I honestly,
the intent behind them isn't mean spirited.
And I've been hoping to run across some really good white jokes, but there really aren't any. They're what do you call an Italian with this, or what do you call a Irish guy with that? But it's not just a white guy.
Yeah. Here is finally Two Stone Mike, Drunk Call Hotline, wrapping it up. Here we go.
Ah, shit, I forgot to send my fax. Anyway, what up, lunaticradio.com show? This is Two Stone Mike. Give me a call, nice and, am I toasty? I'd say toasty enough for most people. But, just giving a call, you know, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, whenever that happens for them. Drink enough. Watch some football, eat some food, enjoy life, and look forward to the next LunaticRadio.com show. Other than that, I'm just sitting here, and I just got done watching burping. Some good old, what am I trying to say?
I have no clue.
Basically, it was like Sports 7 for good old Two Stone Mike tonight. Got to watch the Denver Broncos on Monday Night Football. Got U of A basketball going on. They won. Two winners. Good stuff. So, I guess all there is left to do is watch West Virginia and all the other teams that need to lose to make sure that they play LSU in the national championship game. Which West Virginia will win because they're obviously the best team in the nation. And I'm not just kissing Kieran's ass because they are just freaking awesome. Anybody who doesn't know that yet just needs to go to hell. So, reality check time, West Virginia, they should win. They should get the national championship. If they don't, then obviously the BCS just sucks balls. Playoff system, West Virginia wins, BACS, West Virginia needs help. So, laters.
All right, there's Two Stone Mike, West Virginia Mountaineers, everybody.
Wow.
Wanted to get that out there. I gave you the lyric sheet for the
entire. Did you really think I was going to sing with you?
Also, it started like I'm trying to find where that even.
sing with them.
I gave Josh and I thought I had the song lined up, but I don't have it because Rocket switched the computers and I had the song on the other computer. I gave him the lyric sheet. I actually wanted you guys to sing this song because it's pretty much the song that sums up West Virginia and West Virginia University.
It just basically describes West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Mountains, there's a river. And,
John Denver's Country Road, Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
There's miners.
Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees.
Younger Than the Mountains, Blowing Like the Breeze.
Aww.
It's a beautiful song. Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Fag.
To a place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, Take Me Home, Go Fuck Yourself. I believe that's it for the LunaticRadio.com show today. Everybody, please remember the Cringe Humor Show is December 16th. Log on to CringeHumorShow.com for more information on that. The Cringe Humor Awards is going to be a fun time.
I can't wait. It's going to be another live show. Love doing live shows now. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, like, not like live, but live.
It's a live elsewhere. Show. Then we get to see a show.
Yeah. It's like a show on top of a show.
Absolutely.
Show sandwich.
Thank you to Gianna Michaels.
Open face show sandwich.
Thank you to Gianna Lynn for calling into the
yes,
radio
yes, thank
program.
You.
GiannaLynn.com.
And thank you to the callers who were actually giving stuff and not those last few nonsense calls. We probably won't ever do this again.
Yeah. Good luck to the West Virginia Mountaineers and all the young kids maybe tuning into the program at West Virginia University. I went there for 2.5 years, drank a lot of beer, got drunk, passed out on High Street a bunch of times. I am still a fan of the Mountaineers and their football program. So good luck to the West Virginia Mountaineers. Play Pittsburgh this week for a chance to go to the national championship game. And that's about it. Thank you to everybody listening in both yes. chat rooms on the TPX Radio Live and, what is that, V-Stream?
Keep trying. Come on.
Viewer stream.
You stream.
We stream. You all stream the ice cream.
Faggot.
And the people listening in the stick can chat room as well. Thank you to those people. Thank you to Pinstripes for
representing the minority.
Yeah, representing the brothers. Thank you, sir, for tuning into the radio show. Hope to see you back here.
Yeah, man, appreciate it.
Thank you to everybody, Heidi, everybody, for listening. All my memories gather around her, miners, ladies, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Mystery taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads take me home, to a place I belong.
Gone.
Belong.
I got a dip in my mouth. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. The late, great John Denver said it best, everybody. West Virginia.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. Beat Pitt, go to the national championship game. Let's do it. Thank you to Deej, by the way, calling him.
Don't fly your own plane.
Yeah. Until next week, everybody, like Tony Kornheiser says.
Better luck next time.
No, we'll try harder. PTI, everybody.
Oh, sorry.
PTI. Thank you to Rich Mahogany for the corn thing, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Celebrity drunk calls. We want them. More of them. The show was a mess.
Next time.
This isn't that bad.
We'll try harder next
we'll
time.
We'll try harder next time.
By the way, Ashton, you still got that horseshoe crab on your chin.
Work on it.
You gonna take that thing off or what?
Thank you, everybody, checking us out.
Pinstripes, man. Take care of yourself. Heidi, you're wearing pink. Rich Mahogany. Pinstripes.
Cringe Humor Awards show.
Jerry's gonna cry. He's losing his black listening.
I know.
It's pretty upsetting.
I want to invite him in. Tony from Hamilton, New Jersey.
Please
stay.
Live Sunday night, 7 p.m. Safe.
Be safe.
Buckle up. Watch the guardrail. How we roll.
Black power, everybody. Black power. Assalamu alaikum. We out.